All right, Vitae Las Vegas, episode 9. Number nine. Okay, so first off, there was so much homework done in the last day or two. If you've done your homework, mark down your XP to begin with.
You probably haven't seen it.
Did you do the other one?
Yeah, so Brawl just slots right in there. So okay. It's the same story, but for Brawl.
Knock yourself out. Yeah, so. I figured that might be the case. I wasn't sure if you already had it popped up all the way or not.
I couldn't remember. Like,
that's fine.
I had 20 minutes before a meeting, and I was like, I can write 5 emails.
I was happy to see the flood of homework emails come through. Even Georgie!
I did a homework assignment! I also did my session shit.
Yes, yeah, we'll talk about that shortly so everybody can get caught up on that.
Good.
I have encouraged Georgie to pour all of her XP into strength and brawl.
Yeah, that's probably a bad news idea.
Yeah, that is bad news for me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So Sam, buddy, pal.
Here, oh no, he's been teaching me how to fight, so that's my story reason.
So who wants to volunteer to break down the at the table events of last week, and then we'll move on to Georgie.
Not me.
Yeah, no. You use your own special time here shortly.
We went feeding.
Yes, you
were. There were hijinks.
What kind of hijinks?
Sam and I fed off a guy who, as it turns out, was stoned.
Yep.
But we did it in the middle of the desert, so Andy knows how to handle a shit, so he had to drive back, despite not knowing how to drive a car.
Andrew did, yes.
Yes. So shockingly, we got pulled over.
Mm-hmm.
And the police were super cool about it. As soon as they saw Sam's neck tattoo, it's like, oh, right this way, sir.
Would you like a hand job on the way home?
Yeah. So we got our hand jobs, circled the block a couple times, drove home.
Now, was there a notion, I don't know how subtle I was about this, was there a notion as to what that was all about?
Well, afterwards, sure. Okay. That they were on the lookout for us, probably because, what's his fucking face? The guy who came down from, or came over from Houston.
Douglas Campbell.
DC. Oh, right, Dustin Hoffman.
Yes, Dustin Hoffman, right.
Yeah, Dustin Hoffman had the police on the lookout for us because he called on Sizemore's old phone right after that.
Right. And what was the content of that conversation?
Give me my fucking money or I'm coming after you.
Mm-hmm.
I know about your guy in the Mirage.
Yep.
I'm about to have your guy who has the guy in the Mirage.
Yep.
So, 30K in a duffel bag. Or
270K in a duffel bag. Yeah.
Okay.
70 grand? My suits cost more than that. Anyway. Okay, and so after that phone call, what did you guys end up doing?
Sam shockingly called Shaw and went, we need $30,000.
No, we need $300,000.
Yeah. He's like, but before you went to see Shaw, you did something else that was entertaining.
What did we do?
Oh, nothing. Nothing at all.
No, there wasn't any breaking into an
oh, wait, well, yes.
Oh.
Right. Next house.
Yeah.
And
stole
Andy
his
and
blood wine.
Our,
yeah. Now we're breaking pals. Yeah, yeah, we totally fucking bonded over that. That was great.
My pack is bonding. Seriously.
Georgie, have you been able to break down of what happened last
week? He gave me a breakdown.
The big stuff.
Like, yes.
Okay.
Yeah,
but, and that was right after I came home, so I actually remember.
Okay. Fantastic.
Yeah.
But yeah, we were in a situation that was so patently ridiculous to both characters that we couldn't be mad at each other. So we're just mad at the motherfuckers who did this. Who puts magic zap traps all over their fucking house? Who dumps this shit?
A dead motherfucker.
That's yeah, the kind of motherfucker who dies. That's who does this shit. Let's take
kind
this
of motherfucker who gets
leave.
Killed.
Yes. We don't know that yet. We actually have no idea what happened to
him. Oh, maybe he was like, yeah. I really want to see the sun.
Yeah.
You know, the kind of guy who does the things like we saw in his house, not too far from Vetter's
okay.
mind. We can have that conversation later, now that Vetter talks.
So. Also, now I have my sheet, my actual sheet, I have access to our accounting. We're only $60,000 off, roughly, of how much money we actually owe.
Started with.
Yeah. I know. Yeah.
We probably don't need.
No, 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 that's not the point
no,
at all. He's doing this right. Bill is doing this right. You keep on keeping on, sir.
After storming the castle.
I thought it was only $50,000, actually.
You guys seem relatively frugal. And then so you went to Shaw and went, we need $1 million.
Yeah.
You don't want to find yourself cash poor.
No, not in Vegas.
Which is why we're frugal.
Look, I bought Blackbeard's cutlass, and that's really all I need.
And we brought an empty shell of a flamethrower.
Right, and we did that off profits. Like, we didn't dip into the kitty for that at all.
After the mansion, then what happened?
Then we went to see Shaw.
Okay, now what happened? So, just as a note, we're going to be picking up the same night right after we left off, essentially, because there's still plenty of time and things to do. So what happened with the conversation with Shaw from your side of the table?
not to editorialize.
Yes.
But Felix fucked all of us in the ass.
How did he do that?
Because we were trying to negotiate with Shaw, and Felix went, "These guys don't have the authority to negotiate. Let me get Daddy on the phone, and you can ignore these crying babies standing in your office."
Daddy being?
Galactus.
Okay.
Eater planets.
Yes. And what happened?
Devourer of worlds?
No, if
you're
planets.
Fuck you. If you're going to do this way.
No, this is our Galactus.
Yeah.
Chewer of continents.
No. His messenger in the chrome skateboard.
Just as this is...
Go on!
Just as this is Ross Vegas, this is the NCU, the Nicholas comic universe.
Oh, okay.
Yes. So the Eater of Planets.
And Gaslactus.
And just like the connoisseur in the Fantastic Four movie, he's a big cloud.
Yes, right. Exactly.
An angry cloud. Big angry cloud.
Big angry cloud. So what was the gist of the conversation between Galactus and Shaw?
Basically, that Galactus is going to look into the things that Shaw said, which is that he's undergone the Viculum, but if Shaw really helps us out in killing all of Cam, then he will have special considerations when the Sabbat rules.
Yeah, Shaw wants a position of some sort. Like, he doesn't just want to be left alone. He wants some sort of position, though he didn't outright say, "I want to be named Bishop of Vegas," which fits in with the personality, right? He hasn't been presented to us as the kind of character who actually has aspirations of doing that. The claim that he made, though, I think, sadly, Ross fell on a lot of deaf ears, saying that he performed the Valdery with Monseda is a big deal to people who know a lot of, like, weird background white.
Yeah. So, you and Ross.
But not these
guys. Yeah. So, for the edification of the players, so Monsada or Monseda, depending on his...
Monsada.
You can look this up.
No, he just said Monsanto.
Monsanto.
You're not too far off, actually.
So Monsada is a super old Lysandro, like... He was one of the first guys in the Sabbat back in the olden days when it first, like, started out. He's sort of like the grandpappy of the Sabbat, and so
he's one of the four big names in the Sabbat.
Right. So if Shaw took Valdery with this guy hundreds of years ago, that's symbolically a pretty big deal.
Sure.
Even if it might have been something that the time was sort of like, thank you for giving me hospitality in your home. Let me, invite you to participate in this ritual with us, etc., kind of thing. Old-fashioned sort of custom type stuff.
He had lunch with Jesus in his carpenter days.
Something like that.
Essentially.
Yeah. Monsanto's a pretty scary, sick kind of character. But anyway, he's grandpappy.
Super interesting. Also something our characters probably wouldn't
right.
know.
Right. All of the
extensive Sabbat
exactly.
history lessons.
So I was the only one with any chance. I made the lore check and botched it. So.
Yeah, right. Yeah. He made the chance to see if he could see it. And, yeah. But Galactus knew exactly what he was talking about. I was like, I'm going to have to find out if I can verify that. But anyway. Okay, and that's essentially where we left it off after Vetter gave Felix a stare down, what the fuck are you doing kind of thing.
Everybody
rolls with that. Felix proceeded through regardless. Now, on the other side of the conversation... would you like to summarize your
Well, let's see, I need to probably refresh my memory.
By all means.
And show off your giant
phone. My giant phone!
You can read it verbatim for all I care, but yeah, that's fine.
Please do not do that. I'm sure it is.
I was a little long-winded just as I was in character, but I can see.
You have never not been long-winded. So the fact
that's
that
not true. Like, the emails you wrote me today were all like, sweet, plus one XP.
Okay.
That's the usual thing for that, though.
Hmm, good, plus one XP.
Those are words, plus one XP.
He's angling for another XP.
Yes.
Yeah. I was thinking about that on the way home from work today. I was like, you know, I've been giving out 2 XP sort of reflected for the last couple of weeks, so I think now the bar is set higher. That the extra XP for, you know, either decision-making performance or self-narration or something has got to be really standout-ish, because maybe I just didn't expect much from you guys or something. So
yeah, go fuck yourself.
Yeah, no, right. I guess I would put the counterpoint to that as if you choke us for XP and make it super hard to get XP at 2 and 3 XP a night if we work really, really hard, our characters get to buy dots once every month or month and a half at this point.
As it stands, we're at 3 XP for both exceptional gameplay and between session homework.
Yep.
Yeah.
If you want to set it as 2 XP a night plus another one for exceptional, I'm on board.
Yeah. I guess I'm saying don't make it worse than it is now. You don't necessarily have to make it a flood of XP, but like, I have literally purchased one thing that wasn't an oops, I need to fix this for character generation.
Yeah, I think I've purchased leadership and occult.
Okay. My only concern was leveling up faster than within reason, because I keep thinking back to old experiences with different games.
Sure.
Maybe 2 XP and isn't that bad.
Because it's a tabletop game, you also don't have to worry too much about it, because at any point you can just adjust the dots on your sheets too.
Legit. Okay.
Just give them as much XP as you're giving us.
I will take that under advisement. We'll see how this session goes. Georgie.
Okay, so Galactus has basically said, "Yeah, good job on kicking those."
Who's Galactus? Galactus?
The Eater of Worlds, Galactus.
Okay, good.
You guys are just trying to fuck me up so that he almost did it. Pop out of the phone and eat my soul.
Yeah, that's a vicissitude power. Yeah. Really cool.
I am waiting for somebody to just make that mistake.
Brandon was so close.
Yeah, he was. Yeah.
That's why I have a phonetic spelling on my character sheet that I always look at.
Alright, so what else happened with Galactus?
So he's like, "Yeah, good job kicking those cam down. Blah 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 blah."
Oh sure.
All these words that Ross.
Bunch of words that Ross wrote. More words. You need more people to really stake a claim there. There's this priest from this more experienced pack that can manipulate ghosts or whatever the fuck he said.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh. I'm hearing Brandon's replacement character after we crucify Felix.
You know, if they could assist you.
She needs more Diablery. Anyway.
We'll help her.
You'll be with us forever.
In my belly.
We can't help any of you here. I'm the lowest generation.
I could, but I could get brain whammy.
Yeah. Anyway. So Galata said some blah blah blahs.
Yeah, he was blah blah blah. You know, unless he just started spacing out. You know, thinking about puppies.
Sure.
You know,
he's sending a dude.
Yeah. Well,
we have contact info for a dude. Is he actually sending a dude?
So
why don't you check that?
Well, Lindsay said, you know, you're not promising him any. High role in this thing, you know?
So Galactus says, "Hey, you know, good job on what you're doing. As successful as you've been, you alone, we don't want anybody else to capitalize on your efforts.
Yeah.
So we need to bolster our hold there. So, I'm gonna send," and also Galactus isn't sure that you guys are gonna actually stick around to hold it.
Sure.
So he's like, "Okay, I've got this other pack. He's got a bit more experience. Plus, their priest has some knowledge about ghosties, which is important if we're going to have any chance of defending or even attacking."
So the whole pack is coming, not just their
right.
Well, Sabbat always travel in packs.
Yeah. So they're going to be on the way, but the spoils go to the victors. So you guys, as the pack of success, have first dibs on.
Yeah, but we also have to have the strength to keep it.
Well, yeah, I mean, he did tell you, he's like, you know, telling you that you get first dibs on everything is not a guarantee that you get to hold it. You have to defend it.
But Lindsay was basically saying, you're not promising him first dibs. That's what she was asking him.
No.
What I'm hearing is that I'm going to get some sweet ghost powers when I eat this motherfucker.
No, all Diablery for Lindsay now.
No.
No, there are other Sabbat, man. We don't do that unless we have to.
Or want to.
Yeah, you don't do it to
other. Or it's Tuesday.
So, and then Galatas had to hang up because Felix was calling.
Yeah, because Felix was like, I'm going to fuck my friends in the asshole.
That's exactly what he said when he dialed the phone.
And then he called Lindsay back and...
And asked about Shaw, you know, if he would be an asset. He's thinking of joining us because he's bored.
And he put it into Lindsay's hands ultimately as to whether or not Shaw would be given a position.
Yep. And pack is, the other pack is incoming.
I think relatively soon, yeah. Something that I, as I was doing some research this weekend, I noticed, I don't know if this was Brandon's intent or not, but... Maybe not. Could be. But anyway, the way his character is proceeding actually fits in exactly with the Orthodox branch of the Zavat.
Yep.
Which I didn't realize at the time I was reading this, I was like, that's completely legit.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yes, but we're not Orthodox. Yes.
We are we are for the most part actually ultra-Orthodox, as it turns out, because the Sabbat Orthodoxy structure is ass backwards because the guys at White Wolf just want to, you know, do rails of cocaine and fuck hookers. The ultra-Orthodox Sabbat say the sect was founded, the original founding of the sect was on freedom. You can do whatever you want.
Mm-hmm.
Ultra-Orthodox Sabbat say there are no rules.
Oh, so basically I'm like, yeah.
Yes. So, like, you guys have been playing straight-up ultra-Orthodox Sabbat.
Well, actually, the Orthodox side says that the power goes more to the priest than it does to the duchess.
That's the Orthodox, not the ultra-Orthodox.
Oh, the ultra-Orthodox. Okay, yes. Okay.
Ultra-Orthodox are all, like, fuck it.
Right.
Yeah, so I run this it's more as a democracy.
Yeah.
You could definitely make the comparison like the original teachings of Christ as opposed to...
Yes, but when someone says ultra-Orthodox and then they talk about a religious organization, you don't generally think, oh yeah, the freedom-loving hippies who say that everybody is equal. In the Sabbat, the ultra-Orthodox say everybody is equal, even your age and generation don't mean anything, it's what you've done.
Yeah. And something else that I think that might become relevant pretty quick. I just want to go real briefly, monomacy.
It's really important.
So, ultra-Orthodox or not, and of course it's entirely up to the characters inevitably, but when there are disputes amongst packs, they're not resolved just by, you know, a fight, necessarily. There's a ritual to it that is generally adhered to in some fashion or another. Basically, it says that if Packmate 1 and Packmate 2 have a dispute over whatever, especially in terms of like a power struggle or something else, that the dispute must be taken to the Pack Priest, who then arbitrates whether or not, first, is it a worthy dispute, and secondly, what will be the terms, and then the competition is set up, whether it's to the death or a chess game or whatever else it can be. Now,
oh, I like that.
Theoretically, in this instance, the Pack Priest is someone who will be part of that thing, which means that he can't be the one to arbitrate, which means that a priest from another pack has to be the one to do it.
Not if we kill him first!
Well, you can do that. Just know, choices have consequences, mm-hmm. especially if you violate the rituals and the procedures that the Sabbat, especially the ones who adhere to it very strictly, find out about.
So we are essentially in a holy war with the Camarilla, and anything we do to them is fine. Like there's no consequences in the Sabbat for anything terrible we do to Camis. But to other Sabbat members, the whole reason the sect does not implode and detonate is because the Sabbat adhere to codes of conduct when dealing with their own.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, we literally cannot just take him out and stake him for the sunlight. It doesn't matter how angry we are with him. Technically, when Andrew and Vetter got into it, that could have, if the priest or if the pack ductist had said this is an issue, you could have put one of us to death for that, for attacking a pack mate outside of Monomacy. Because that is it's basically a Sicilian wedding, right? You square the circle, you tie their hands together, and you let them fight it out, or do a game of chess, or a sharpshooting competition, or whatever, but you have a ritualized duel to solve the problem, and that's the only way it gets taken care of.
Right. So again, whatever you guys end up doing is entirely up to you. I'm just letting you know that first and foremost, you would have been trained, schooled, and had this drilled into you that, you know, we are not a bunch of squabbling children in the way that the Cam might be. We handle things by ritual and by process.
So this is the one thing we were actually taught.
Yeah, well, this was something that, yeah, this was definitely something that was drilled both into you and especially for the Pack Priest, because ultimately, in general terms, it would be his responsibility to arbitrate such things. And in this instance, he would not be able to do it. It has to be a spiritual leader that has the title of priest to arbitrate. And so, in the absence of another pack, you'd have to wait, technically. Now, if you decide to kill Felix out of hand or something else, again, you can do that.
No,
shit,
no.
The cab's got it.
No, no. Yes, the cab's got it.
So, just saying.
Damn those cabs.
First thought
damn
after your
train
will get in your head is that if there's an argument to be had, this has to be settled through modesty. And depending on how each of your characters interpret their loyalty to the Saban and its customs, take it out there. Well, that's you. Go to somebody else. So anyway.
Galactus, we're anarchs now. Click.
Blackburn would be happy to meet you.
Yeah. Blackburn, we're head of the anarchs now.
All right.
We're going to need some of your blood.
We don't like
take it all.
We're just going to eat your soul.
Yeah.
You know.
We'll hang on to that for you, bro.
All right, so we are going to begin where we left off. All of you are still at Shaw's apartment or suite or whatever in the hotel.
XP spend. Can we spend some XP real quick?
Oh, yeah, sorry. Any XP spins for anything special?
Yeah, looks like
a dot of strength, and can I spend 2 dots on Brawl?
Well, generally, the rule is you only get to spend 1 dot in per column per week.
Okay, so 1 dot in Brawl,
one dot
in
Brawl
strength.
For now, and 1 dot in Strength.
Okay.
Yeah, that's fine.
What was that, like 7 XP? Is that what we came up with?
Depends on what level there.
It'll be my first dot I'm making in Strength, and
so that's 4.
Second in
Brawl.
Yeah,
so 4 Brawl. XP, 4 XP, 3
so
Strength
six.
Dot.
6.
And then 6 total.
Okay.
6 total, yeah. Okay.
I bought a point of willpower.
That's fine, I approved that last email.
I'm buying my 3rd dot of Potence.
Okay.
Wow, maybe I should get some Brawl myself. Jeez, looks like I might need that.
We're here for you.
Nope, dominate 3.
What are you talking about? I'm here for you.
Yeah.
That's right. No, I'm getting a dominate 3rd level.
Okay. So Forgetful Mind.
Yep.
Anything on the other side?
I already spent all my XP last week.
That's right. Okay. So fill in your dots if you got dots.
I'm going to buy a 2nd dot of Performance, too. All
right.
Because I'm awing all the motherfuckers.
That's true.
Was that appearance? It's appearance. Performance,
it's
right?
Appearance plus performance. Charisma. Charisma plus performance. Appearance and empathy is for enchant and transfer.
Gotcha. True story. Okay.
Alright, are we all XP spended?
Yes.
Okay. So, for the sake of expediency, I'm fine with sort of dilating time so that Lindsay can arrive at the hotel or anything, unless there's something else anybody wanted to do ahead of time. Because we can start where we left off.
I honestly think we'd gotten to the point where Vetter was going to say out loud, this conversation needs to wait until our Duchess can get here. Mm-hmm. Looking directly at Felix.
I believe what we were waiting for is for Galatas to confirm, right?
I
get the impression he was doing that tonight.
He spoke with
Lindsay. Will have an update when she arrives.
Yeah.
Put it that way. So if that is the declaration, then Shaw will, be all very polite and everything else. Would anybody like to drink? I have refreshments. And nobody has to take down their blood because we haven't woken up from anything yet. But
no, thank you. I appreciate that.
Did one of you guys bring in one of the bottles of wine?
Yes.
Yeah, which one? Forget which one you handed it to him. No, we wrote it down on that. Okay.
Yes, it was
the one I gave him. He
yes.
handed to Shaw.
God, I don't know what that was.
And that was the,
it was the married one, wasn't
yes.
it?
Yes.
Like it was...
Yeah.
Oh, and Blushing Love? Bride or something?
It was Blushing Bride.
Oh,
not
Blushing
Endless
Bride.
Love, because we drank Endless
you,
Love.
You drank Endless Love.
But yeah,
so
it was Blushing Bride.
Yeah, you drank Endless Love, you drank Moonlight, you drank Toadstool, mm-hmm. and you gave him Blushing Bride. Okay. So,
and he offered that shit up as a gift.
He knew right away where it was from.
Yeah.
Well,
he likes re-gifting.
No, Felix, he offered it because he knew there was some sort of connection between Shaw and Benedict, and he was using it as
I don't need the out-of-character excuses. I want to have the conversation in-character.
Yeah.
Where later on I'm like, what the fuck, giving my gift away to some
crotch? Okay, okay, we'll save it for that. Okay.
To facilitate at least that, because I'm curious to hear what that says. So, Shaw will excuse himself until such time as Lindsay arrives. He has some things to see to regarding the hotel, and so he goes back into his office to sort of coordinate her stuff, so. For the next few minutes, you'll be alone to kibitz until Lindsay arrives.
Shaw leaves, I kind of hold up my hand for silence because I know he has all specs, so I want to get a goodly distance away.
Okay. And he just kind of walks out. The butler guy, not having heard Shaw, comes over and says, "Is there anything I can get you, gentlemen?"
No, thank you.
Just some time.
Right. And so he takes off. But the dogs are still by the door, just being like a
So I'm enjoying the cigar that he gave you, I guess.
Sure.
Yeah. All
right, what the fucking fuck? What the fuck was that?
I'm sorry, what?
Oh, could you not hear me over the sound of you fucking castrating us?
Gaining allies for our cause.
Making us appear weak.
I don't believe so.
Really?
That's because he was willing to continue to have a conversation with you because you made us superfluous. It might be the first time you've heard Vetter use a multisyllabic word, just saying.
Vetter, I don't know what the fuck happened to you tonight, but, like, best buds, okay? We're on the same wavelength.
Terrorist fist bump.
So I do have something that we need to discuss. I'm concerned. I think our ductus has been compromised.
Really? Because
you might stab us in the fucking back.
I'm just saying that, you know, I've done a little research and I've spoken with Galatus on this. We really need to worry about that blood that she gave out.
I did tell everyone about that.
Yeah.
Lindsay's acting fine. You're the one apparently conspiring with Galactus back there.
Have you talked to Lindsay about this?
Not yet. Because the compromise is that there's so many different things that blood magic can do.
Yeah, that's why we got to get Blackbird.
I agree.
Over our friends.
And I'm worried that the same kind of things are going to happen, like what happened to Sam, how he was summoned and how we had to tie him down. We might have to do this.
Blood for that.
Different powers.
So unless Galatus said otherwise, your concern is precisely why we depend on you to protect us with the Valdery ritual every month.
Correct. And I'm thinking we need to do it much more often. While this is in play, until we can take care of this. Blackburn has to be the number one thing on our list right now.
Yeah, I've been saying that. Where were you? Oh, apparently you were back there planning to stab me in the fucking back.
I think we should hear him out.
So,
this blood shit's crazy, man.
Yeah, no shit.
If he's talking to Galatus, maybe there's things we need to think about.
Well, why wasn't he talking to us?
He's the priest.
Yeah, and we're his goddamn flock.
Yeah, that's a one-way relationship sometimes, buddy.
Is it? I don't feel like it needs to be.
I'm talking to you guys now while we have a moment.
Is he talking to us now after completely unhinging the conversation we came in here to have?
And apparently a couple others.
That was a pretty dick move.
We came in as a unified front with a show of strength, and he didn't have to emasculate us. You did it for him.
I will pay my dues in due time, but let us focus on the bigger problem.
Let's worry about that problem when we are not in the home of an elder. We came to Shaw's house and showed him weakness. You had him show him our throats in his house. And now here we sit. So let's talk about that and our exit strategy for a minute.
I don't think he was going to join us, though, if we were to, with what we had showing.
Yeah, well, I guess we'll never know now.
I believe that this was the only way we would have gained him as an ally.
This is a conversation you could have had with us on the way over.
No, you were too busy saying that he was a cam. Over and over.
Yes, I really did. I really thought that, until I actually
based
heard from him.
Based on fucking nothing. Those of us who were there were telling you he's not a cam. But you were so fucking sure you couldn't let us in on Operation Fuck All My Friends.
I think that this is the best way for us to proceed.
Yeah, you think about talking about that with the rest of us? Or with the Ductus?
I'm worried that the Ductus is compromised.
Yeah, you didn't mention that either.
I'm worried that she may be telling Blackburn these things. You know, she could be brain-whammied into believing that she's speaking with Galatas right now, and she could be speaking with Blackburn. I mean, there's many things that blood magic can do to you.
All right, I'm done talking to you. Vetta, you said exit strategy. You mean fighting?
I hope not.
Good, because my cutlass is in the goddamn car. Seemed rude.
If only your car was also a cutlass.
My cutlass isn't a cutlass.
Are you like cutlass? All
right. It's parked on the cutlass too.
To-do list. Buy a cutlass supreme so you can keep your cutlass in the cutlass.
Your supreme cutlass in the cutlass supreme.
Can I run over guys and then slash them?
Hey,
why would you do anything else? We could even cut a hole in the floor so as you run them over, you can slash them.
Like John Wick.
So good.
I finally saw that. Yeah, oh my so god. It was delicious. Just delicious.
You can be arriving around now.
Before she shows up, sure. As you guys are arguing about exit strategy, Sam pipes up. We came here and assured Shaw we would not harm him, and he assured us the same.
Yes.
We don't need an exit strategy to leave this place. Yeah. We just walk out the front door.
I agree.
Oh, you're going to let us? Thought I might start down on the stairs and you'd push me, because it'd get me down fast.
I would never do anything to hurt the pack.
I think you have done something to hurt the pack, but we can have that conversation later. You right now are a resident expert on Shaw, and if that's your take on him, I'm going to follow your lead.
Yeah, I hope you're right. I mean, I've had only good feelings towards him.
At the end of the day, I would rather have him on our side than not.
As would I.
And I don't know that we are up to this particular challenge.
Regardless, I don't think that we are in danger tonight.
No.
Are you guys gonna do anything else before Lindsay gets sent?
This is a great time.
Lindsay's just standing awkwardly in the hallway.
Yeah, I have a glass too.
you knock on the door. Both dogs, like robots, turn, look at the door, and take positions. And then butler guy comes out, answers the door, and he recognizes you. Stands aside.
Thank you.
Much as you can, and you've got your pack sitting around on the giant couch. Anything else?
Sam stands up.
Yep, I will also stand up, and I will walk over to the door. Ductus.
Yes.
Please have a seat.
I will sit, and I'll stare daggers at Felix.
I look at the butler and say, "Would you please retrieve Mr. Shaw?"
Of course. He flutters back to the office.
I remain standing behind her with my hands behind my back.
Okay.
It's a little late for this question, but are we sure it's safe to talk with K-9 and Ibo, the robot dog there?
No.
Fair enough.
They're not going to be able to get words back to him, just impressions.
They were angry?
Yes.
I think you already got that impression.
Yes.
Oh, welcome to the party, Lindsay.
Hello.
We already got a pooper.
A pooper?
Party pooper.
How'd your conversation with the bishop go?
All right, I suppose.
Good.
How was your second conversation with the bishop?
I'm just going to glare at Felix.
Felix slightly bows his head towards her.
Shaw comes out of his office and walks over.
I'll stand and, you know, I'm going to greet him.
And he gives a little bow. And, he, unlike last time, he doesn't take your hand to do the sort of gentlemanly romantic thing or chivalrous thing. He just sort of, with respect, waits for you to sit down when he sits down.
I'll sit down. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you for coming.
No problem.
We've been discussing certain eventualities, depending on what's going on. I'm not sure how much you were aware of what has been discussed thus far.
I heard word that you were thinking of joining us.
So I'll, for your edification, events have proceeded to a point where I am interested in, let's just say, spicing up my life a bit. I've been impressed with you and yours decisive action against a relatively entrenched opponent. I have a lot of admiration and respect for those that take competition seriously and also come out victorious on
the Sam pops the collar of Freddy Sizemore's coat.
I just moved my headphones around.
Pick out my teeth. You're a jet all the way from your first cigarette to your last diner.
Consequently, because of certain events in my past and certain requirements that I'm at least peripherally aware of regarding your organization, and that now I have a descendant of mine in the city, which is a auspicious occasion. Yeah. I would be interested in finding out. Now, your Gallatus has said that it might be possible. I don't know what the conditions are or the circumstances, but I would presume some show of assistance would be necessary, or some show of good faith. But between Felix and you, I suppose that's a conversation to have outside of my ears, eyes, and presence otherwise. Do you have any questions for me ahead of us parting ways for the time being?
I suppose my question is, are you just looking to spice your life up, or are you looking for something more specific than that?
First, as might have already been evident by certain questions I've been asked by you and yours and answers I have given, when I take an oath of, let's say, fealty, if not allegiance, I mean it. It's not frivolous to me by any means. It's the thing that keeps me functioning in this life beyond anything else. As well...
I'm trying to see if I can pick up on that statement, essentially. The explanation that he's on a path of morality. Three.
It's an interesting statement for him to make, and it's significant, but as far as, like, other paths and things, maybe. Hard to tell.
I'm not trying to nail down a specific one. I got three nines and a one, so probably two successes.
Yeah, so... as sincere as that was, a explanation, a based or this partial explanation, it signifies to you that this is something beyond just an offhand comment.
Yes.
This actually means something beyond the usual that you might hear. Okay. It's not just rhetoric.
Cool.
Yeah, he's not just, you know, like a Easter Sunday and Christmas.
Right.
Yeah. Secondly, to be bluntly pragmatic, part of the autonomy I enjoyed here and have enjoyed since I arrived had a lot to do with my relationship with those in control. Now, Benedict never required of me that I join the Camarilla. And consequently, enjoyed this freedom I have had to essentially rule over my kingdom without any complications with the local color. But I miss having a cause beyond myself. To sound completely sentimental about it. And Benedict didn't offer anything like that. Aside from just the day-to-day business of existing. I have faint memories of a time when I was a part of something greater than myself. This place is something like that. The people here are my people. It's my kingdom. But it's a kingdom without a country. So, I don't know if I can get more specific than that. It's awfully abstract concepts, philosophical, etc. But I think you understand.
I believe I do.
So, that is my, in general, motivations.
I suppose I wanted to hear it from you as opposed to secondhand.
Of course. Weigh them as you will. Now, I can either depart with my attendant and leave you to a discussions, or by all means, feel free to come back later tonight or tomorrow. Though, I suppose that there was a deadline with tomorrow.
I suppose maybe we'll come back tomorrow.
Doctors, may I ask a question?
Of course.
Your statements of goals and desires aside, respectfully, do you have a position in mind?
I am not as familiar with the hierarchies of your group as perhaps I should be, all things considered. I do not imagine myself being, let's say, king, for lack of a better phrase. Something that recognizes my time, tenure, and, let's say, attachment to the city. But I wouldn't imagine anything that has a controlling interest over anyone else. I don't know what that equates to, but that is in the abstract.
Thank you. You've answered the question.
Is there anything else anyone else would like to pitch in?
To be honest, I'm a little concerned about the timeline, because we do have a firm meeting tomorrow.
Like, is it 10 p.m.?
Yes, there was some question of money being requested of me.
Indeed.
Is it your intention to pay off these people? Let's say, is it your desire to?
It is my desire to have that option available.
I would be reluctant to invite the moral hazard of solving this problem for you out of hand. That would, to me, seem disrespectful to both your efforts and your positions. So, I wish to assist in helping you resolve this in any way that I can without becoming a hand of God.
I'm assuming Lindsay's like, wait, with our own money?
Yeah.
But trying not to really show that.
Maybe then we should take some time this evening to discuss what our moves later in the evening are and reconvene here in a few hours.
My doors are open.
Okay.
I will look forward to hearing from you later on this evening.
Thank you.
Unless there's anything else.
Thank you very much.
Don't believe so.
Tuckus, Priest, Sam, Andrew.
Oh?
Sorry, Samuel. He use your full name.
Actually, it's Samantha.
Yeah. It's about to be.
I'm Vivian.
I'm not the bitch priest about to get killed.
That's very true.
All right. So, mm-hmm. Out the door.
Felix has a kind of grin, because he already figured out the pecking order, too.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Inside
the
room.
I'm curious to know what he's saying. The order he said goodbye to us was duck this priest, Andrew Samuel Vetter.
No, it was Samuel Andrew Vetter.
Was it? Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know that was the pecking order, though.
That's not how I interpret it.
That's how Felix did.
Sure.
Yeah.
Because Felix is a prick.
Yeah, the only reason Ductist is, is before him is because she was given that.
Yeah, clearly.
Well, it's kind of the... Also... No, never mind. That's out of character.
Lindsay, you missed everything while you were on the world's longest phone call.
So where are you guys going at this point? Let's get the geography down.
There's two cars now.
Can we take the stairs? I don't trust the elevators here.
Why don't you trust the elevators here?
Just noticed there was a little bit of wood on the way up.
Sure.
Okay, let's take the stairs.
That's fine.
Seven floors.
Ah, the tireless dead.
We're walking down.
No, we're sliding down the banisters.
As long as you don't look down the stairwell, you're fine.
Yeah.
Although you actively avoid gazing down the stairwell.
Sam does ride the banister down all seven floors.
There's a pole here! We should try it out!
Attack.
Right. So the stairwell of the hotel. It's actually a very nice stairwell because it's a nice hotel there. Even the banisters are in this
room. Yeah, I bet it's like actually like carpeted down the stairwell. Probably. Things like that. It's nice. Yeah, very wooden banisters.
Yeah.
So what do you want to hear about first?
If it's a wooden banister, I don't do it.
You don't want splinters in your
exactly.
butt?
Exactly.
Yeah. Might get all the way up to your heart.
That's right.
It's polished.
Yeah. Now we should either head back to Willie's or maybe out to the desert to go talk.
Let's just go to Willie's.
Yeah, I guess I take the car I took. Anyone who wants to go in my car can.
I'll actively try to get in the car with her.
Except Felix. I'm not letting him in the car.
As we're walking down the stairs, Vetter is continuing to just stand right behind.
So you'll be getting in my car.
Shoulder, not necessarily. As you like walk over to the car, like unless you're like scooting over there, I will go open the door for you.
Oh, okay.
To let you in.
Thank you.
So just real quick, there's one thing that I'm not sure got refreshed in the things. So I'll just be blunt about it. Where's Grimaldi?
Oh, he's captured by these motherfuckers.
Right. I don't think Lindsay knew that because that conversation between...
Yeah, but
Lindsay
I'm assuming...
doesn't know about any of it.
Yeah. Yes, but she was just sort of being poker-faced during that whole encounter the money, you know.
Right, yeah. I remember coming up on the review.
Because she's for having a united front.
Okay.
All right.
Poker face.
But yeah,
if
he comes walking over to the car, I'm gonna look at you for direction.
Me? I'm gonna like no.
Okay.
No, as in open my door. No,
as in don't get in.
I walk over, open the driver or open the passenger side door in the front, get in, and then hit the door locks.
Yes.
Really?
Yep.
Knock on the window.
Ooh, there was a gesture that you can't hear.
Yes. I will start the car.
I see. And I'll just stand there.
Sam, maybe we better start the other car before he tries to get in this one.
He can come with us.
Also, when did Lindsay and Vetta start the world's most awkward prom date?
It's one of those...
That has changed, man.
I mean, for the better so far. I don't know about the stalking, but...
Have you seen that there?
Just yards of better.
It's an actual elephant trunk.
Yes.
It's prehensile.
There was a story about that with an old...
We call that a Wookiee
day. Old life character. Yeah. You pump it full of blood, cut it off, tie it off, and beat people to death with it.
Yeah.
Because it'll grow back.
Sure. Anyway. All right, so you two are prom dating it up in the car. You guys are getting in the van.
Yeah, we get in the van.
Okay.
I assume you get in the van.
I don't know what to...
Well, I stand there for a while. Does she actually take off?
Yeah, I take off without you. I am pissed at you.
Hey, Benedict fucking Arnold, you get in the car or you're walking home.
Very well.
What can I bring you up to speed on?
Well, money...
When Sam showed up with the big bag of money, we decided it was time for us to head out west.
I got that part.
The yeah. people who he took the money from have come looking for it back.
He was given the money by...
Okay.
They've got Grimaldi.
They have Grimaldi.
They're Cam, or at least he is a bounty hunter hired by a Camarilla prince.
I see.
To get this money back, he has specifically offered the easy way and the hard way multiple times, has threatened Grimaldi, and has said, doesn't matter what happens now, he's taking all of Grimaldi's secrets from him. So, whatever decision we make, I don't think we can let this thing walk out of the city alive.
Yes.
We might have a chance to save Grimaldi, though. Sam asked...
Shaw.
Asked Shaw if he would loan us $300,000, with the idea that Shaw had explicitly said that he was willing to provide a token of proof that he was willing to help.
Yes.
Sam's idea was this would be a good token of proof. Mm-hmm. Which led to us going to meet with him, which led to the conversation, and then specifically Felix stating that we were not authorized to make this deal and he needed to speak with the bishop.
Yes, I found it weird that he had received a phone call from Felix and then I was being asked questions about Shaw.
I think I would like to state for the record that he was not necessarily wrong. We were very quickly in over our heads with a very powerful and very old vampire. Mm-hmm. That being said, he has specific concerns about you that I will not speak in his place, mm-hmm. but that are certainly worth discussing in front of the pack.
Okay. And we were driving to Willie's, right?
Yes.
That's where mm-hmm. I'm driving.
Meanwhile, in the mystery room,
not a word is being spoken.
All right. I've got my cutlass across my lap.
Petting it. Yes. Polishing it.
Across your lap, yes. Yeah, the car. And then I've got a sword inside.
Yes, exactly. This is the best thing.
Oh, and for a sheath, you could just get a little model cutlass? Like, through the window?
Whoa! Whoa! This is the best.
Hey, dog, I hear you like a cutlass. Check out a cutlass in your cutlass in your cutlass.
That's right.
And everyone you kill, you carve the word cutlass into their forehead before you run them through. So you just put your cutlass
in fact, you're just going to change your name to Cutlass?
Yeah.
There you go.
Don't put the cutlass in your cutlass. Pro tip.
Or don't do anything with your cutlass and the cutlass.
I'm not quick enough to have a joke for cutlass in this.
Nice.
Yeah, something, something.
Cutlass, yeah.
Right, make your own joke. The pieces are all
done. Moving on. If nothing is said in the
joke
plan,
about cutlasses.
That's right. Commenters, we expect jokes.
Yes. Eventually, all the convoy reaches Willie's house.
You know I'm going to forget that then, like, 3 days later, somebody's just going to post, like, Cutlass Lingus on there.
What the fuck is that?
Ban that guy super hard. This is a stupid fucking joke. Ban Hammer. And then we're going to remind you and you're going to weep.
You skipped your community shoutouts.
I did.
By the way. Yeah.
We did that in our, that in our Avatar
end.
Game.
We can do that at the end so that they listen to the end.
Okay.
Nice.
Yeah.
Unless we don't.
Or we can hide them somewhere in the middle so they can't just jump through the end. Now you gotta
really we should sprinkle them through the middle.
Give your first one right now.
Oh, yeah. What's shoutout number one?
We put him on the
Anthony
spot.
Anthony Simpson.
Anthony Simpson. Thank you, Anthony Simpson.
The session was pretty awesome. Felix is the character that everybody loves to hate.
Yeah, that's true.
It's because he's the player that everyone loves.
All right, Anthony Simpson, thank you very much. We'll move on to the next one later on. We'll call him out randomly.
Okay. Keep you on your toes.
We'll be back in 2+.
Unless we forget, that you, and that is just that.
That was a mid-90s callback. Damn, God dude. Damn. Jesus. It was MTV1 right there. That was
wow. Oh, yeah, back when they played music.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
I know, right? Sweet Pickles Bus?
Anyway.
Okay. Nobody got that one. That's
no, fine. I just don't want to talk about it.
All right, good. All right, throwback Thursday.
Mighty Beach House Tiki God.
I thought you didn't want to talk
the
about
Tiki
it.
God.
This is a different
one. Okay. Finders Keepers on Nickelodeon. Jesus Christ. Let's go toss a house. Yes.
Every once in a while, I look at eBay and price out aggro crack pieces. They come across once in a while.
Okay, anyway, moving on to Willie's house. Everybody gets to Willie's house. Everything is fine at Willie's house.
Okay.
We go to the basement.
Yep.
Okay.
We go to our hangout.
Okay. Not much. Well, there's been no substantive progress since the last time here. So the makings for a shower are there. The sink has been removed. Otherwise, everything else is decked out as it was before.
Electric
cots.
Did Veta tell you all about Judas Quisling over there?
A bit. I pieced some of that together from my talks with Galatas. Did you guys see me?
Good job.
Yeah, he also apparently objects to you saving my life.
It's not what I said.
Let's not put words in the priest's mouth.
Well, maybe if it stops him from coming out.
You should talk.
Is there anything else you wish to say, Andrew?
Not at this time, but there probably will be. I have some feelings about what you did. I don't know if you picked up on that.
Let the priest speak.
What I did is for the benefit of the pack. I believe that Shaw would be a most valuable ally.
I agree.
I also believe that we did not have the necessary front or means to make him our ally alone.
Okay.
So, I called Galatas, and he helped us in this matter.
I guess one of the bigger problems I have with this is I had to hear it from him and not you.
Yeah, let's get to that part.
It was a decision that I had to make. As I believe the timing was the most opportune for us. Unfortunately, you were not present. But...
You had a phone that you called him with, right?
Yes.
I have a phone. Do you see where I'm going with this?
I'm going to walk across from standing behind... Lindsay, to walk up to Felix, lean down the 8 feet from where Vetter's head is to where Felix's ear is. You have a legitimate concern, and if you don't voice it here and now, you just look cowardly.
My concern is that you are compromised by the blood that you gave to save Andrew. Which, given the reverse, I would have done the same. But we need to take care of that, because with that blood, he can control you. He can control your mind, he can control your body.
Could we do a Valtry?
That will help, yes. But it won't eliminate the threat.
So, you're talking out of your ass.
Yes.
So I don't know about the bomb on it. Hold on.
Yeah. Yep. Okay, all right. Yes. Okay, I was going to say, if nobody was going to say anything, I'd have you make a roll of, like, deception or something, but that's fine. Just continue.
So, you will excuse me, priest. I remember sitting in when Galatas and the Prisky spoke on matters of ritual and blood magic and concerns of occult shit that I couldn't keep up with. I don't remember you being at those meetings, and I'm pretty sure none of this was covered in whatever Bible you were reading before you got embraced. Where are you getting this from? What specific concerns do you have that you can back up? Or else you are just leading us in a circle of fearing that the elders control our brains. The Valdery protects us from their control and from being bound by them. I have faith in your Valdery ritual. Do you?
Yes, I do. But I am talking about things beyond just being controlled.
And I want to know where you're getting that information from. What specifically can he do to her with her blood, and where did you find that out?
Ear cap!
I do a knowledge, intelligent occult. See if I can get out of this.
Okay. By all means.
This is going to be pretty high diff to know anything about blood magic.
What? You didn't botch, and he's like, got a 9 and an 8.
Oh, is that a 9? Yeah. I thought that was a 6.
Let me think about this for a second.
Okay.
It's weird, right? Because if we were Camarilla, then yeah, it'd be like, yeah, if the Tremere get your blood, then they can do anything they want to you, because that's the propaganda line that gets fed to the Cam by the Tremere.
But right.
Especially if we're playing a no Tremere in the Sabbat game.
Well, I mean, there is blood magic in the Sabbat.
Sure. Not yeah, blood legit. Magic.
This is the tough part, because you're at the level you're at in like ranking and experience and everything else, and this goes for everybody, knowledge about thaumaturgy specifically, whether it's Tremere or otherwise, is thin to none to begin with. So your only basis for this, believing that is having the blood plus magic plus why the Valdery exists, is the only place you could be getting the fear that she's being controlled through the blood. Now, specifics? Felix doesn't have specifics. He can talk out of his ass, and we can make rolls for that if it comes to it. But the paranoia instilled in you by the control of the elders through the blood of their supplicants and everything else imparts a certain legitimate paranoia in you, especially as the one who runs the Valdery, and that was drilled in you. This is important to keep everyone safe and free of control.
Yes.
So your being over-concerned about it makes a lot of sense, but you do not have in your mind or in your knowledge the actual specifics of thaumaturgy to be able to say what specifically might be done with the blood, if anything. So I don't want to tell you how to play your character, but anything that you're basing these claims on has to be primarily out of paranoia and the folklore the Sabbat has told you about control through blood.
Okay. I mean, for all we know, he just does magic a different way, and he just has a women's blood collection.
Yeah, the Vader has called him out on it. Bullshitting. I'm going to try to aura read Felix and get a sense of what's up.
All right, well, let's roll first and see what comes out of that.
So, what do I get from the success?
So, again, the most you can get out of that is that something could be done to her directly.
Okay. I botched an unbelievable amount.
Holy shit,
I have
those
no
four
successes
ones?
And 4 ones.
I think you just dropped dead.
No.
There's actually some specific stuff
there's
about
some specific
this.
Things that happened.
This is the best thing that could have happened. Don't worry, bro, I got your back. It just comes out in prison rules.
All right.
That's a possibility.
I know, right?
Now whose side would I
I think the problem with your successes is you like there's just no way that you could know anything.
Well, like, so well, it's, no,
it's,
he can't.
It's not something specific,
right? Like there's no way that Felix is going to be able to say, "Oh, this is the ritual that I'm concerned about."
Yes.
But he can legitimately say if he got enough successes for it, like something that could come out of his head could be, we have been warned that the cornerstone of the Camarilla strength are their blood magicians who control people in the name of the princes. And her blood has gone to a blood magician. Right? And that is a legitimate statement.
Yeah.
I mean, and it's certainly an admission that like, no, I don't know exactly what he's doing to her, but it doesn't matter. We can't know what he's doing to her, right?
Well, I suppose we also know that he's not Cam, though.
As he's talking about this, that's what you said.
He stated that he's not Cam, yeah.
Well, Shaw said that he's like
the
unofficial head of
the
Anarchs.
Okay.
Sorry, you lost Ross real quick, so what were you talking about?
Oh, we were just saying that we know Blackburn's not Cam because Shaw said he was like the unofficial head of the Anarchs.
And we were trying to figure out like what his responses could
be. Yeah, so like I say, it's hard to get successes on knowledge you don't have. So, like I say, through the folklore and everything else, he could do something to her with the blood, but what that is, again, your knowledge of control through blood comes at the assurance that the Valdery cuts off those ties. And the idea is that the control through the blood comes from the elders of her line. Blackburn, by all evidence or a testimony to the fact, is not a gangrel. So
you know.
And what are the fucking odds that we would find a sire in this town?
Yeah.
Yeah, probably somewhere in New Jersey. No.
Better odds in Vegas?
Yeah.
Successfully, you know that there's some, obviously he wanted the blood for something.
Yes.
Otherwise he wouldn't have asked for it. Secondly, you know enough about the rumors about Tremere and blood magic to be able to know that, well, obviously he wants it for some kind of blood magic. What that equates to is, does it equate to danger? You have to assume so. For the safety of things. But actual book knowledge, which you know, nebulous at best. That's the best I can give you with two successes.
Blood magic may exist?
I know it does.
It exists because he performs it. He performs it with the Valdry. So if the Valdry can break blood bonds, then the Tremere having her blood could do something. You have no way of honestly saying what that is. Now again, if you want to start pulling stuff out of your ass, we make rolls for that. Perfectly fine. And I hate to be that sort of...
Yep, no, it's good. This is good. No, I'm going to work with it. I'm going to work with it. The exact specifics is that I don't know. But when I spoke with Galatas, he said he spoke with others who do know of these things. And said that there was a legitimate concern that needs to be addressed. And I believe we ought to address that concern by performing the Valdry nightly until we take care of this issue.
So every night?
Every single night. First thing.
Okay.
Alright, well, let's say I believe you. I don't like how you handle it, for sure. But, why don't we go with all this?
It needs to be at the top of our to-do list. For the safety of the Pact, we have to address it as soon as we can.
So why did you wait so long before telling the rest of us about it? How scared you were. I've been beating the burn black burn drum forever. Well, only Lindsay was really on my side about that.
Also, I think it's only been a couple nights, right?
It has been, yeah, but that's his okay. point. For two nights, this guy's been saying,
also,
what if I
want
to do
that
fucking kill Blackburn? Yeah. Right? And the entire time, you haven't said yes to that. We need to do that first off. Which
also,
is the argument that Andy's
also, making, you right? have not said, hey, we should do a Valdry. That is your responsibility.
It is.
Instead, you've been talking over my head.
And not even bringing it up to the rest of us.
I had to confirm my fears before I brought it to the Pack. I did not want to seem...
Why? Couldn't you have done a Valdry?
In that regard, I have failed the Pack.
Because I told
yeah,
you,
we'll put on the list.
As soon as like we came back when it happened.
Why did you feel that you had to confirm things? Why could you not share your fears and then confirm them?
We should be weaning ourselves off of Daddy, so to speak. We
I
need
concur.
To learn to stand on our own two feet.
You fucking concur.
I agree.
And I've been saying that. And you keep on calling it.
I believe, in regards to Shaw, that we should also try to perform the Valdry with him.
That is something that he had brought up to me.
He Galactus.
Yes, he Galactus.
Well, just to be more specific, he specifically said that he has to go through the creation rites.
Creation rites?
Or, yeah, it was just like any other true savant, which is different than the Valdry, but it's, it can be part of the whole thing, too.
Yeah.
It's, we'll deal with that when we're done.
Yeah. I don't know all this sort of religious bullshit.
That's fine.
Felix got it, don't worry.
Is there no bearing?
No, there's the shovelhead method, and then there's sort of like the proper ritualistic method.
Oh, sure, yeah.
We just have to beat him with a shovel.
Yeah, where he's allowed to wear purple now. Yeah.
Yeah, that kind of thing, too.
Purple is technically the color of the Sabbat. There was a period in, like, the Dark Ages where true Sabbat wore purple. Like, in that you could,
royalty?
Yeah, essentially. And then in the modern knights, like the ones who still adhere to that, they just wear it like a gang color. Like they've got something purple on them.
So wear the perps.
Chances are all of our characters have like a purple sock or like a purple bandana or something like that that we keep on us.
Yeah, and there's two. There's sort of a vulgar version of the creation rites that is basically you get your blood drained, bang over the head with a shovel, thrown into a pit, and have blood drawn on it. And then if you make it, you make it. Then there's a more formalized one where it's like, this is someone who's converting, or someone who's already proven themselves, and they go through something different. And that'd be,
we just spank them with a paddle.
Yeah.
Only when Lindsay does it.
Lindsay, and I have to wear
every ritual can have a paddle in it.
Yes, it can!
I wear my purple leather outfit.
Yeah! Better's in.
Dem buns.
Would you do the creation rites on me again?
Anyway.
Not tonight. I have a headache.
I don't want to use your head. Anyway.
So how would you like to proceed, Doctus?
On what?
In these matters.
There are many different matters in hand. Gallatus did say that Shaw would have to go through the creation rites.
Very well.
I'm assuming you know what that is.
Yes, I do.
I'd like to take things a step back.
Okay.
We are in the hornet's nest. There's still live Camarilla in this city. There are an unknown number of independents in this city, and there are the Giovanni who we owe a fantastic debt of violence to. And in the midst of all of this, and all these problems that we have to deal with on the outside, now we need to be worried that one of our own thinks it's not worth it to talk with us about concerns, and he has to call in support from outside. How are you going to be my priest again? That's what I want to know.
Yes, instead of falling on the rituals, you went calling other people.
You tell us the blood makes us one. You tell us that we're a pack and that we're a family, and we drink. But the minute you have a concern, you go outside. When we have a concern, we're supposed to bring it to the one of the two of you. We're not supposed to handle it prison rules, so you say.
Well, don't worry. Felix has got a brilliant fucking solution, which is to rely on him more.
What do you have to say for yourself?
I'm prepared to do the creation rites for Shaw.
Yes, but how are you going to make up for these trust issues you have given us? Like, why do I have to hear about what you're doing from Gallatus? I should be hearing about it from you. Like, do you want him to be your pack leader? You want him to be the Ductus? Or Ductor? Or whatever the fuck it is, the male equivalent?
Ductus for both men.
Okay. I don't know.
I'm not interested
Dictus.
In myself.
Dictus?
Dictus Maximus.
No, that's
now
just
I
me.
Want it.
Don't worry, you'll get it.
After the battle.
Yeah. No, before, for luck.
Before and after.
Yeah. Both ends. Anyway.
Priest.
Perhaps I should bring the fears up more soon.
The what up more soon?
It was a bullshit non-apology of maybe you should do things different in the future. Phrased a little weird, still meaningless.
What do you feel that I should do?
I'm sorry, I'm not qualified to answer that question. I am neither our Ductus nor our priest. This is a matter for the priest to resolve.
Yeah, why not, actually?
What?
You seem to know your priest shit.
No.
You call him out on that thing.
I don't know the rituals, and frankly, I don't believe it the same way he does.
Yeah, neither do I.
Pause for a second.
Yes.
So, given your character's religious upbringing, how would he interpret this mistake, you know, what kind of penance in the real world would he do to try to make up for this? And then how would you translate that to the Sabbat, sort of religion? That's my thought.
Yeah, but the thing is that I don't know how you would. I guess it would be under betrayal, maybe, because that's what they're sensing. So,
well, so right now, so no one's, you're not challenging the Ductus for your position, and no one seems to be challenging you for your position.
Correct.
But there is a disagreement here, and there is a ritual that is in place to settle these disputes.
Yes.
Yes. So,
but Felix is trying to steer away from Monmouthsy.
I get that.
Because I could kick your ass, or?
Well, no, the person. Well, also because strategically Felix knows that the person who does Monmouthsy, who challenges it, they set what the place and the time, but the person who's challenged gets to do them.
First off, it has to be arbitrated by a priest. Which
correct.
You can't be the guy to do that here.
Because I would be the guy, yes.
Right, so either you find a way to resolve this on your own, or you have to wait for another priest to either be officiated or show up before you can actually settle it. Now, obviously,
correct.
This seems more immediate, so...
Well, there's also one that I saw in there that was like for sins. It was a ritual called. Yes, please.
No, I don't remember the ritual.
Yeah, I know.
They're in the book somewhere. In one of those like 300 pages.
Use the index.
Or the table of contents.
Well, the right is in the index.
Yeah, where? Oh, that is in the index.
Doesn't matter. One of my favorite shows.
Yeah, what page?
This is how I keep Nick liking me.
Well, I mean, you could go to the table of contents. Like, they won't have any words you won't understand there, right?
507?
Yep, you got it.
That's the point of the table of contents. It's like a vocab list.
There was...
Yeah, it's like, okay, you know, contrition writers. This ritual section.
Contrition writers.
Ah, okay, read it to us.
Even Sabbat commit sins and indiscretions for which they sometimes need to atone. The contrition ritus arouses for this, much in the same manner a Catholic confession works.
Okay.
This ritus is perhaps the most important of the rite, as in many inquisitors, black hand operatives, pack priests, and ducte offer a choice of contrition or death. To Sabbat, who have committed wrongs upon the sect.
I think contrition is probably the first option.
What
is contrition involved?
All sensible Sabbat take these rite as seriously as they would for any other, for only by the grace of their betters can they continue to exist.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, many distinguished Sabbat may take an insincere act of contrition, mm-hmm. but they may not be extended the next option next time.
Is it?
That's it. No, it's an ignobulus rite and not one of the sanctified rites. So, like, for all of those, we just make it up as we go along.
Okay, so,
yes.
All right. So, what, because Ross isn't particularly religious in real life, what would be an act of contrition in the normal course of action for people?
Like, for Catholics?
Yeah.
Confession.
Yeah, it's confession. Yeah.
30 Hail Marys, right?
Yeah, right, something like that.
Yeah. Yeah, 30 Hail Marys and 5 Lord's Prayers or whatever the fuck.
Okay. So...
Would you just go straight to flagellation?
Speaking of Bishop Monsada...
Yeah, yeah, right, exactly. So...
He was big into that.
Nice. And who's not?
Well, yeah, it's kind of
give
a
me
question.
Some flesh.
Yeah,
whatever we decide here will kind of set at least one option in the future. Something there
because then it has to go to Monomacy.
Right.
Yes.
So that's caused with difficulty given who's here and who can make those kind of decisions.
Correct.
But since there's no position being challenged, but you did screw up, contrition sounds like the first good option.
Yeah.
So, what would be a show of contrition in the Sabbat in this pack?
Yeah, that's what I've...
You're the former sorority head and everything else.
And you're the priest.
Think of something.
This is the priest call specifically, because it's Rite that we're talking about.
Oh
We're back on now.
No, sorry.
Okay. So Lindsay's biggest concern is that. Okay.
Yeah, like my biggest concern is that you're going behind our backs. You know, basically, and over our heads.
Okay.
You are not bringing the concerns to us. You're bringing them to outside sources.
I believe this is an opportunity for contrition, Rytus.
All right, what the fuck does that mean?
Mm-hmm.
It is similar to a confession. Any of you Catholics?
Is that when you talk in a box?
My name is Andrew fucking Boyle from Boston. What the fuck do you think?
Ah, a Catholic. Good.
Yeah, I just want to take a step back here, though. Veda, did you just say you don't believe in these rites?
Not well enough to perform them. I absolutely believe in the Valdery, the power of protection it has over us. I didn't spend time learning this.
Yeah, same here.
I see.
Like, this is priest shit.
Should make an empathy check on that.
Okay.
You're the perceptive guy, right?
Perception.
Now you finally got better talking. You can start picking up on shit.
What do you got?
All ones.
That's six and up, right?
Sure.
Well, I don't know.
That's
standard, right?
Yeah, that is just standard. I mean, straight up, I think the thing to make clear is Vetter took that question from you entirely the wrong way. Because yep. Andy is fishing for, wait, I'm not the only one who doesn't believe in this bullshit?
Yeah, exactly.
But what Vetter took that as is like, you don't believe in the Sabbat.
Accusatory.
And yeah. So Vetter got clearly defensive about it. Like, Vetter was like, no, I definitely believe.
Was that honest?
I will roll my manipulation.
How many sixes up did you get?
Three.
Okay. And your sixes are?
One, two, three, two, because I got a one.
Alright, so.
This is clearly a whole can of worms for Vetter, but the statement that he believes in the Valdery is certainly absolutely true. Does this work?
Yeah. Where's the broom?
I'll do it.
Well, this time it's the broom.
Oh, yeah, shout out time. All right, next one.
Rick called out Ross on his, he was asking about the bottled blood, because shouldn't blood go bad? Does that mean Benedict's a Tremere?
Right, and Benedict is not a Tremere, but like I said, there's no reason why. He didn't know some Tremere that could do shit for him.
Okay. And
Ranger Rick
also asked, is this impact struggle typical for vampire games?
I'll move it around the table for those that have played it, but as far as the bot games are concerned, the ones that I've either, run or played in, yes, because every pack is essentially a dysfunctional family at the end of the day, and so this is classic. Sort of Sabbat internal struggle, as far as I'm concerned. Evan might have a different.
No, this is fantastic.
Yeah.
This is one of those things I was really excited about.
Yeah.
And I think it is typical for our group as well.
That's what I was going to say, is there's no rules, system, or environment that we can't bring inter-party struggle to.
This invites it.
There are enemies without the fuck those guys. Yes. We are our own worst enemies.
Yes.
We do that in D&D.
Yeah.
Specifically, his name is Brandon.
Yes. What?
Brandon breaks games.
Yeah.
Often in amazing ways.
Sure, but he's Judas.
But yeah.
You don't get the resurrection without the crucifixion. That's what Brandon says.
I think this is the first time it's been directed to me, though.
Sure.
It is.
Well, welcome to a club.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I guess this is the first time I take a character in position of power.
Sure.
Well,
the first game I ever played with Brandon, he manipulated Bill's character into killing mine.
Mm-hmm.
It was great. I loved everything about it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. It was a true story and happened.
Yep.
Almost happened twice.
All right. Back to contrition.
Yeah.
Oh, twice?
Well, Veda, this isn't an inquisition. Look, what just happened was, you said you don't believe in this shit, then Lindsay said, yeah, me either. So I'm kind of wondering now why we're doing this shit.
Wait, when did that happen?
when I asked why isn't he the priest, you said he doesn't believe in that same way, and you said, yeah, me.
I don't believe it in the rituals as deeply, or like the religion as deeply.
I think we were saying that we're not qualified.
Yeah.
You say so.
Yes, that is how I took it as well.
I don't understand the nuances of all
you
the
You want
rituals.
To come at me, Brutus? Is that what's happening?
Do
Cast
not
me out as a heretic?
Do not doubt their faith. That is something I will not tolerate.
All right. We've gotten way off topic.
Oh, you're going to start stabbing me in the front then?
Alternate.
Anyway, you were talking about the bullshit magic you're going to do that makes us all forgive you.
No. It is not bullshit magic that makes you forgive me.
It's a vault with only my blood. No.
Fixed it.
You guys all love me now, right? Yeah. Yeah. And no, it is not simply bullshit. I believe I have overstepped my bounds in the eyes of the Ductus. And for that...
Well, what do you believe? Like, this doesn't mean shit if you think you're in the right.
If I may, Ductus?
Yes.
Priest, I would like to hear you stop saying the words, I believe, for a while. What do you know?
Apparently nothing.
Jon Snow.
I just wish they could hear that clock going.
Yeah, it really adds tension to every silence.
Yes!
I know that we need to be a solid pack in order to succeed.
A platitude. Carry on. I'm not sure Sam knows the word
yes,
platitude.
Yes, I guess...
A platypus.
I don't understand.
A platypus, yes. A plateau. An egg-laying mammal. Continue.
A plantain. But yes.
Like, if you were uncomfortable speaking with me about my blood involvement thing with someone else, why didn't you bring it to the rest of the pack? Why we should try to solve things internally if we want to act as one?
I did bring it to the pack.
An hour ago.
Yes. After...
That's not true. We've been arguing for a while.
After you brought it to... Brought our dirty laundry to, like, everyone else in the Sabbat. So now I look weak. First of all, I look like I cannot keep a hold on my pact. And they're going to question my leadership, even though I have brought down a big cam threat in this city. And if I look weak, that makes everyone else here look weak. Like, the victory we had is now overshadowed with that. Do you understand what I'm saying, priest?
I do, Doctor.
Do you understand why I am mad?
I do. And for that, I apologize.
I did not mean to show weakness to the greater Sabbat.
So much perception.
So, anybody else doing it? You have to roll your manipulation subterfuge.
Well, no, he actually believes that.
It doesn't matter. Okay. This is your poker face.
Gotcha.
This is manipulation. Your natural inclination to be deceptive.
It went great last time. So
perception.
Perception?
I should have bought a bottle.
So, perception, empathy from anybody looking at him. Felix does manipulation subterfuge.
How bad do I want this to
be? Did you botch again?
Of course I did.
Okay.
Why would I do anything?
All right, all right.
You know, I think I might have to buy, like, a dot and, like, supernatural, like, aura perception on me or something, one of those things. Like.
Just roll your dice.
Okay.
Zero. I can't argue with this.
Sixes are higher, give me your count.
Zero, but not a botch.
How many sixes are higher?
Zero. Well, I got one, but the one canceled it.
Okay.
So I do want...
So, how many sixes are higher?
Would this be two successes?
Okay, so Tygo's the defender, so... Well, yeah. As for you...
I am paying the wages. Like,
as another defender,
week, so that's
kind of... we have rules for this. We made rules. We use the Valdery.
Yeah, okay, you're right.
Oh, if you're...
What's the Valdery count between you two?
I have 9 to you. Or 7 to you.
Felix to Sam is 6. So,
okay,
yeah, Sam.
Yeah, doesn't matter. So, you believe
we both, yeah.
Okay. As far as you, Mr. Bocci.
Bocci Mitchell.
All right,
I can't actually read Auras. In fact, I don't know that I've ever successfully done it.
The Cutlass.
And you saw Spider-Man. Yeah. That's aura perception. It's the only way to see ghosts. They're just an aura.
Okay.
So yeah, you did that, but none of us saw that. So like, there's no proof. That
All we know is you're just saying it's a ghost.
Yeah. It's a psychosis.
It's a dead gangster who might be Miles Morales in this part.
And this sword totally Blackbeard's, guys.
Right. Let's see.
Some of my rats seems like way less of a problem.
So is your rat still around?
If you just want to read me a color.
So, well, first off, so, Brandon.
Yes.
In that moment, what was Felix feeling internally? What was his primary emotion at that point?
When Lindsay said that, he actually felt like he legitimately let her down, because he never thought about that, the higher picture there. He wasn't thinking about that at all.
Okay.
He was thinking about the immediate concern here in the city, not how it's going to play out in the larger politics.
That's why I'm the Ductus.
Yes. That's why she is the Ductus.
That's why you talk to me.
So, you know, for lack of a better word, you were contrite. I'm just gonna randomly, just for the sake of the botch. Okay. All right. So
okay.
Yeah. Well, like I said, random.
That's a weird thing to be feeling.
The random chance of a die roll.
How horny is he?
That was a possibility.
Depends what you're into. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh god, I let her down.
Yeah. One of the possibilities was lustful, but that didn't end up on the roll. So.
He just feels mildly constipated.
I didn't realize that was an emotion. Makes so much more sense now.
Well, I'd love to sit around playing the Blame Felix game all night, but as it turns out, we have some external enemies. Specifically, Dustin Hoffman and Rain Man trying to extort us. We've got Blackbeard, who's still got some of Lindsay's blood, and we got two more unknown camp.
Well, aren't those camp... the people that are extorting us?
No.
No?
They're both Cam. We don't know if they're actually involved with Hoffman.
Sean gave you some info, but nobody remembers. That's okay.
No.
I thought it was.
Sean told us that Dustin was one of the guys at...
Right.
The crowning.
There were three people who were unaccounted for. We found out that Dustin was one of them.
Right.
So there are two more Cam. We don't know if Dustin's men or people in this city or what's up.
Well, so Dante sent 5.
Right.
You guys killed 3.
So it's likely there are 2 more Cam.
Yes.
We don't know
plus
if with
plus
Dustin
Campbell.
Now.
True.
But what's Campbell's actual point we're making?
Douglas Campbell.
Thank you.
Yeah, Bill called him Dustin at some point.
Yeah,
that is. We've been wrecked ever since. Yeah.
There's also a reason why I have Galactus, or not Galactus. I did look down that time.
Someday I'm gonna have to change your phonetic spelling so you look.
I will stab you in the eye.
So, finish the statement, please.
I don't remember what I was talking about.
You're very sorry, and we believe you.
Oh,
moving on.
And for that, I apologize, Doctus. I believe I will perform constriction rightus.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know what that means. How many Hail Marys are you doing?
It's a little different in the Sabbats. It's not simply a Hail Mary to Cain. It is more...
I don't know if you understand that I am not being literal when I say stuff like that. I also understand...
Being figurative.
...that,
It would depend on what would make the Doctus. As she is the most senior member...
Well, I'm not senior, I guess the highest.
The highest here. So I turn to her. I believe for such a... insult, I would prescribe the removal of my own tongue.
Sounds good.
Samples out of knife.
I got a cutlass.
Felix kind of cringes.
We gonna get a clamp or does somebody hold it?
I was kind of hoping for mercy there.
No, you pissed off, Lindsay.
As soon as you said it, all the blades came out.
What? I have... I have a concern.
Yes.
Right now... Felix is our primary source of mental manipulation in dealing with the humans.
Yeah, that might be the problem.
With other vampires. We are removing his primary method of support to the pack.
Okay,
by removing his tongue.
Oh, I got one.
What?
He emasculated us in front of everybody.
Cut off his balls?
They grow back, right? God, that's gotta be fucked up.
Eventually.
Felix is just looking at the Doctus.
Okay. That's interesting. It won't affect his mind powers.
Yeah, that's pretty fucking harsh. I think I would be more than satisfied with that.
I mean, we're just throwing ideas on the pile to see what sticks.
Sure. We were all slighted.
I don't want to rain on Andy's parade. He's really excited about this.
What's your suggestion?
No, it's actually kind of gross. Does he need his balls for something, too?
I don't think so.
Alright.
Decoration.
Affects his balance.
He turned his back on the pack.
Yeah.
And did not depend on us to solve a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Went beyond us to get his problem solved. I think the best way that Felix can show contrition to the pack is by being dependent on us in a way that he cannot go and be independent or dependent on others.
Okay.
I'll walk over to the tool chest that's down here for the shower mm-hmm. and pull out the pliers.
Okay.
I say we take his fangs and he has to have us bring him the old ladies.
Mm. That better Felix is, than balls.
Felix is trying to completely be stone face.
I'm better at that.
manipulation plus performance.
Sam, you got a thing.
See if you're holding your poker face.
Okay.
Diff sir.
Make him eat his own kid.
Do you have any suggestions?
What?
I take it he's not actually as calm as he's professing himself.
Oh, no, no.
Okay. Anybody wants your perception empathy to see if he's actually nervous? Beat one success, or I should say...
All
I do. Huh? Okay, yeah, so...
Six or higher?
Six or higher.
I meet one.
Okay. Are you more scared of having your fangs ripped out or your balls cut off?
No, the fangs are actually getting ripped out is actually... It'd make his work a lot easier in trying to get food.
Yeah,
so he's actually kind of like,
maybe we should do that idea.
Yeah, but then we'll just bring young people and you just won't understand.
So he's actually kind of hoping maybe we'll go that way now instead of just cutting off the balls. It's less than, you know, someone bringing me a meal.
Gouge out his eyes. Then he'll be offended.
He's got to do the evil eye.
I'm with Andrew.
Yeah.
All right. That's two bows to squirrel.
I'm so glad I enabled
that. I do suppose that he already has a hard time finding food. So perhaps something just more symbolic.
Symbolic.
Oh. As you say about this, I'll go put the pliers away.
No, use those! I'm sure all of our male members of the audience are, like, wincing.
No women listen to this, no. Let's be clear.
You ever seen Pulp Fiction?
Time for a shout-out. Who do we got left?
Manuel. Commenting that we put him out faster than he could listen to them, but he's been enjoying the stories. The one about Andrew's family was particularly good. Oh, awesome. Thank you, Manuel.
Enjoy this ball story.
All right. So, whenever you catch up, this ball's waiting.
Sam, so you're leaving them there for
you. We'll dangle them on the car.
Sam hands the priest a knife.
Okay.
I appreciate the gesture, however it must be done with a blade that's been anointed. May I?
Yes.
Or should we anoint the pliers?
So he takes it down, he starts whispering some prayers and stuff to Cain, and mm-hmm. It has been anointed.
Carry on.
Holy fucking shit, this is crap. I mean, I know we kill people, but somehow this seems worse.
Okay, so you're going to have to spend a point of willpower.
To do this?
To do this.
Okay.
Do you want a second?
I will succeed.
I'm not going to make you roll.
Yeah.
Oh, my God!
Yes!
Oh, my penis!
The boss taking his balls off so bad. All right. Dex melee. It's true, you could botch. Yeah. It's possible.
You might get the twin with the berries.
Lateral damage. Yeah.
Right. Dex melee.
Dex melee, you could botch. If you don't botch, I'm not going to worry about the damage or anything else.
No. Oh!
Okay,
that
was so close.
But that's fine. I'm sure I can handle it.
I saw that
I was only going to worry about a bot.
Yeah, that's fine.
You can't fail cutting.
No, that's
off.
That's fine.
All right. Yeah.
Okay.
It's not
so
nice. It's not a clean cut. I'm sure, but
no. It's you didn't do it cleanly. Let's put it that way.
Andrew is not looking at this. This.
No, it's not meant to. But that's okay.
You had to saw a little bit.
Yes, I. And I keep going.
Okay.
And then I lay them out.
All right, so you are down. So until you heal this, which will effectively be growing all other stuff, you're down 2 health levels for the duration.
Okay.
Now, when you wake up the next morning, it'll have healed itself for the most part, at least by 1 level. I think it's one health level per night. Right. So basically a little scarred over, but to regrow it back.
I don't remember if that comes free with the blood to wake up or if it's extra blood. I don't recall. And I think it's changed.
You've been running it as healing blood when you wake up and doing double duty.
Okay.
That's what you told me in the past.
There's something different regrowing, like, appendages and stuff.
That's different when bones are involved. Like, losing a hand or something like that. Okay. That's 3 blood that needs to be spent.
So at least until the next sunrise, you have 2 health, you're down 2 health levels.
2 health levels, got
also down 2 balls.
All right. I don't want to look. Can somebody verify that he did it?
Well, I'm holding them on a cloth, a shaft.
Not looking.
An anointed cloth.
An anointed cloth, and I'm standing there in front of the ductus with my balls on a cloth. And he's trying to be as stone-faced as he possibly can.
I will give you a nod.
Very well.
Is Andy's really looking
away? Oh, yeah. Andy's squeamish. It's just weird for him. Like,
it's not really prison rules anymore. You know, so
when I put that out there, it was kind of like when you go into haggling with the offer that's way too high and you expect them to bargain down. But nope, we,
thank you.
That sure happened. That sure happened.
I go when I set him down on the chair and pull my pants up.
Are they away? Can I look?
No, it's on the chair. I left them on the chair.
I'll cover it up, and as much old veteran would have put them in his pocket, not knowing what else to do. I'll throw these away later, just like sheepishly putting them in his pocket.
And new veteran. And your mouse eats them.
No, you're just saving them.
I was suggesting we feed them to the dog.
Cody! Cody!
No.
He needs a pair.
We don't know. We should have asked Cody if he's been.
He has his tail up and wagging.
I don't think Vetter's checked.
Anyway,
but yeah, I will. I'll go put those in the corner. They're away.
I clean my phone.
In a fire.
It's been anointed.
With his tar.
Baldwin.
So that was sure a thing. Okay. I feel like we can move on to some other business.
Agreed.
Jesus fucking Christ, you cut your balls off.
I thought we were moving on.
I have no place to doubt him.
Yeah, I guess not. Because just so we're clear, you guys ever asked me to do that, y'all can go fuck yourselves.
With his dick. Okay.
Well, why don't you go fuck yourself with your own dick?
You probably shouldn't call up Gallatus and do an end run around any of us then. I think you'll be alright.
Yeah, wasn't planning on it. He's not even really on my speed dial. Nothing I say to him is going to go well.
Do we worry about Campbell? Or do we worry about Blackburn?
Blackburn has been days and nothing has happened.
Yeah.
Yeah, we should probably,
I'm wondering if he just took that as a security measure. That
we
he
probably
will only use
night.
It if we go to him.
I believe we should perform the Valdry first before continuing on.
Okay.
We're going to use a different knife, right?
Felix pulls out his sacrificial knife and the bowl, which is to be only used for this. Right. And performs a Valdry. Just like before.
Erasing our big killing ratings?
Yep, we're gonna. Yep. Okay, so everybody, if you've got them on there, erase them or whatever else and get ready for your new ratings. Unless you guys want to narrate out the whole ritual.
Right?
No, that's
right. We spent a lot of time doing hem and hon. Okay. Let's get through this so we can get some action.
Right. I spend as much blood as is respectable.
Okay, everybody ready?
Yep.
Alright. Felix, your connection to Andrew.
Yes.
Is a 10.
You love that guy again.
I literally just made you cut off your own balls. So.
He liked it.
He appreciates that you gave him the opportunity.
Yeah. Your connection. Yeah. I'm gonna go.
Yeah.
Felix's connection to Sam is now a 5.
Felix to Sam is 5. Okay.
Felix to Vetter is a 1.
That's because he's just been like kind of taking the Ductus's side, right?
Felix to Lindsay is a 5.
Okay. I respect her more now. Okay, got it.
Andrew's connection to Felix.
You realize I know what I'm talking about with the political shit, right?
A 2. Andrew's connection to Sam.
Now I just think you're fucked up, apparently.
Is a 3. Andrew to Sam is a 3.
Oh, my bro, Sam.
Andrew to Vetter is a 3.
I don't like anybody anymore.
Andrew to Lindsay is a 1.
Fuck all y'all, I'm out!
That's kind of like what it was with me last time.
Yeah, he's gone back to his original numbers. Just like, why the fuck am I here?
Sam's connection to Felix is an 8.
Going up.
Sam's connection
to
Andrew.
You respect him, he cut off his own balls.
Is a 9.
Stays the same.
So far I hate everybody and everybody loves me.
Sam's connection to Vetter is
better?
A 10.
Nice. Bro, welcome back.
Sam's connection to Lindsay is a 3.
No one likes
that me. Also doesn't change.
Alright, Vetter's connection to Felix
Hit me squarely.
Is now a 7.
Legit, that went way up.
Vetter's connection to Andrew is a 1.
So much for breaking, bros.
Better question my devotion to Sparkle Motion.
Vetter's connection to Sam is a 2.
Sorry,
and
I said
Vetter's connection to Liz is a 10.
Yes.
Fuck it,
there it is.
All right. And lastly, Lindsay's connection to Felix is an 8.
I respect you. You cut off your balls. Yeah. You understood where
water
I
under the
from.
Bridge. Balls under the bridge.
Lindsay's connection to Andrew is a 7.
Good idea, bro.
Lindsay's connection to Sam is a 9.
Fuck yeah!
Lindsay's connection to Vetter is a 3.
I have love to everyone but you.
Yeah.
And Dasa's Dallas.
Yeah.
I just have love to give.
I like this.
Well, you're a sorority girl.
I'm not bound to any of you fuckers at the most of you.
Everybody got their numbers recorded?
Yes.
All right. Yeah. You're going to need them for reference more than I will.
Yeah.
All right.
This is the most I've liked Andy.
So, I also would like to do, I believe we should secure our alliance with Shaw as quickly as we can.
Yes.
Before tomorrow.
I agree.
Yes. And we did say we were going to come sometime
back
tonight.
And before he acts, we should also have the Valdry performed with him.
Yes.
And
we need
all
to
this
do.
Stuff again. Then we should have just.
We just
it's okay. It's good.
Tell you what.
Or we could just use these
yeah,
numbers.
Yeah. Keep those numbers. Okay. This thing was just a precautionary thing, and then I'll roll for Shaw when the time comes. Okay.
And then us for Shaw, yeah.
And everybody else gets a roll for Shaw. For
yeah, time. I can add Shaw to my list.
Okay.
Assuming he goes through.
Priest.
Yes.
Ductus, would you agree that Shaw is essentially asking for a position as Priscus?
What is Priscus?
Yes.
You might want to check on me.
No, I'm going to quote this exactly to
okay.
you. This is I thought you'd already read this in the
I did, but Priscus didn't seem like it was appropriate, but you go ahead and...
Well, it's, I mean, it's a big deal, but that's what he's asking for, so let me find it.
I don't know.
I think he's asking for just something symbolic that...
Which is Priscus.
Superficially, a Priscus is similar to a Primogen, but is never appointed by an archbishop or bishop. Priscus rises to the rank over time and according to no specific criteria. A Priscus, politically, is an advisor to the local Sabbat authority figures with no formal role in sect politics, but great practical influence.
Yes.
That's exactly what Shaw
right.
was
yeah.
asking
yeah.
for.
Yes.
I don't want to make decisions. I don't want to be in charge.
I must have been referencing something on a different
yeah.
stage.
Priscus
yeah.
has been defined 3 different ways over 3 different
that,
editions.
That's probably
because fuck you.
What you are thinking was the previous edition where the Prisky decide who becomes the archbishop.
Right.
Look at Piroshki, Jim.
Delicious Piroshki.
Look at
what I want.
Bloodbath as well. For the ritual.
Just been deep frying the last time.
Those are pierogies.
We might have to do that as well. Bloodbath.
Whatever. You said
okay,
deep frying.
So the V20 version, it makes much more
potatoes.
Sense than what I thought of.
You're in, right?
So yeah, so
a bishop, a cardinal.
That yeah. definition meets the criteria.
She takes
part
bishop.
Here.
That's what we do.
Yes, but also because he's a Priscus, though, wouldn't he also get?
Essentially, so no, because Priscus is not formalized. Essentially, what we do is the way
we
that would work
to him,
out of
he gives
here
us advice.
So, is we
yeah
we
just,
tell other people if they roll in, he's considered.
Should
Priscus
I do a politics
city.
Role yeah. or something?
Yes, go ahead. That'll be good. Plus, you get a bonus because you did talk to Gallatus before all this about Priscus.
So, like another die or
lower
number?
Than just diff 4.
So it's politics,
intelligence, politics, diff 4.
We'll use Republic
to
be a higher
diff. Yeah, you
can
use 6.
I got a bunch of successes.
1, 2, 3 successes.
Okay, well, so in your case, and plus he talked to Gallatus, so before he can get granted anything...
Creates a creation.
Well, so first he has to assist in destroying what remains of the cam. That has to be part of his test of, or his show of faith, or show
yeah.
of commitment. After the city is secured and you can claim to have a position legitimately, then you can grant him something after he's gone through the rites of creation. So basically, first he has to help you with whoever's left with the cam, including
mm-hmm.
Campbell, presumably.
Whoever's in the city, basically.
Right. And after he's helped in that fashion to your satisfaction, and then you have made a formal claim of whatever as being the controlling Sabbat in the city, and you do go through all the process of becoming bishops or whatever else you decide to do, Then, once you have the official authority, then you can grant him a position after he's gone through the creation rite. So there's steps that have to be taken. But as a sort of, you know, planning for the future kind of thing, if he proves himself, then XYZ becomes a priestess.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But, and a watered-down version of that is what the rest of people at least understand about how the politics work. Because he isn't actually, he's not true Sabbat yet. Mm. He has to, you know, both go,
he has to help us with the thingamahoozers.
Yeah, he has to earn his bones, then he has to go through the rites, and then he can. Yeah. Yeah.
But taking the Baldry now would be typical.
It would be a good, it would be a good first step as to make
it's
sure
a show of
his,
good
his motiva- his
yeah,
motivations.
It's, yeah, like, see that we're willing to, you know.
Yeah. That he's willing to go through it. It not only shows that he means it, but also that for your sake, you know that by the Baldry, he's not connected.
Fucking with us.
And, he's not fucking with anybody else, or that by any chance, any connections he has to any of your future enemies in this city aren't at risk. Mm-hmm. Any blood connections.
Yes. Yeah.
So.
Yeah, so we'd go to him.
And as a preparation before a battle, Baldry is always a good thing to him.
Yeah. This was our precautionary vault, right?
Yes.
Yeah, now we're wearing our Jimmy hats. And
we wanted to make sure our blood was extra good for this.
Right.
Yep.
Now tucked.
Vampire dialysis.
What y'all doing?
Alright, so first I should tell you guys of things that will be happening in the future. Galatas. Did you see I looked down? Yep.
I can hang it on the wall over there if you want.
Just a big letters.
No, I like the danger. I think we need to keep going. Like I really want to have this.
I am the danger.
Galatas has wanted to help us, I guess, keep our eye on the Giovanni and perhaps see their moves or see how they're moving on us and is sending a pact with a priest that can manipulate spirits of the dead or the whatever it was he told me. I think it was that. And he...
You should hang out with that guy.
Intelligence.
And he also believes that we need more numbers in order to succeed here.
Was he suggesting that we make some shovel heads?
He did say that that pact will add to whatever we create to help deal with the camp threat and mark our land, I guess, so to speak.
How soon are they inbound?
They are in New Jersey. So at least like 5 or so days, probably.
Aren't they just going to snap up everything we worked hard to get?
We have first dibs, but we have to be able to cement that fact.
We keep what we kill.
Right.
So...
I was just saying we should probably get started making our own guys then.
If they roll up and we already have a few packs working with us, they're showing up into a city that already has a linked set of authority and control.
Yes.
What about Grimaldi?
I have thoughts on that.
I meant as one of our guys.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
He already knows his way around the city. He knows about vampires.
Also, I fed him my blood. He is ours.
He'd probably cream his pants if we told him.
Well, he's talking about putting the bite on him. Bringing him across.
Oh.
Yeah. And the blood that you bring him won't mean anything. Can we do that? I thought he was on loan to you.
I think he's kind of on loan.
Intelligence politics, probably, for this.
If
we could pass it off as a battlefield promotion, like, he was on loan to us, and the best way for us to make this work.
I'm also going to make
You know, I'll say that out loud. Maybe we can compare notes on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, can we pull our successes?
Sure.
Sweet.
I got 2.
I also got 2.
Alright.
Okay.
All
right. So, no
team venture. Yeah. Shiva!
The political risk is that by doing this, even if you can pass it off as a field promotion, is that Marquez is going to feel like you owe her more.
Mm.
And some unnamed who knows what she's going to want in return for jumping her authority like that.
Yeah.
The second thing you have to keep in mind is that as soon as Grimaldi can't see the sunlight anymore, his utility decreases established. So, it's not a bad idea. He knows a whole hell of a lot, and he's already got things established, that kind of thing. But, like I say, there's the pros and the cons of the whole thing.
Yeah, I think we should keep him as is.
The other thing you have to keep in mind is that whatever shovel heads you make, you're talking about packs, it's a long time to train these guys and make sure that they're helpful and not hurtful.
Yeah, that's why my thought was to go with Grimaldi.
Yeah, you don't want to do a mass embrace because that'd be a bigger problem you guys could handle probably. So,
well, I mean, it depends on what we wanted to do.
Well, exactly. No, yeah, exactly. But as far as establishing a hold on the city,
one high school football team,
and their cheerleaders.
Basically, don't make any more than you can't corral in the.
Don't make more than we can murder.
Right,
because we have to clean up if there's a problem.
Right, you have to clean up if there's a problem, and if they go off the ranch and start a fire that you can't put out.
Speaking of fire, when we get a hotel, we have an incinerator for these things. I just want to point that out.
So we don't have to drive out to the fucking desert?
Exactly.
Yeah, seriously.
All right.
Faux show.
Yeah, we shouldn't make more than we can handle.
That's fair. But even if there was one other pack operating in the area when they showed up.
Or even just new little pack mates for us.
Perhaps we could do something along the lines of me whamming a bunch of mortals and using them to attack.
If we're talking about a specific event as opposed to just where the city's at and our numbers being bolstered when this other pack shows up, that's a different creature. Are we talking about Campbell now?
Yes.
So as far as we know, Campbell's in the Mirage, right?
Yeah. I don't think the issue of killing him is numbers, just that he's in the goddamn Mirage and we're meeting him in the most public possible
place. Mirage is full of people. Montrose lived under the Mirage in the steam tunnels. I'll pull out like a folded piece of
Montrose.
The guy I ate.
Oh, well, Monster Mash Mach 2. Okay.
I'll pull out a folded piece of paper that's got like a rough sketch little map on it. I wandered around there for a while. I've got a decent idea of the layout.
Okay.
Correct me if any of this is incorrect. There's multiple ways up from there into the building itself. Yeah. And are there bolt holes that would get us into the steam tunnels from outside of the Mirage, or do we have to go into the building to get down into there?
There are probably more than you remember, but yeah, you know.
I found at least one.
Yeah, at least one. Yeah.
I can get us into the building without going through the front doors. If we can figure out where Campbell's at, then instead of meeting him tomorrow night, we can roll in there.
Tonight.
No, here's the fun part though. We were just in there last night. Any signs of Campbell?
I wasn't looking.
You went to Montrose's Haven.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't assume that Campbell is staying downstairs in the steam tunnels.
Okay.
I didn't go up and interact with the people there at all.
Okay.
Right?
I misunderstood, sorry.
No, what I'm saying is I can get us in through the steam tunnels into the Mirage, right. And then from the Mirage, from there we can get to anywhere we want to go.
Sure. Okay.
And I have no way to find out where he's staying, if he is staying.
Yes, and our guy has been taken. That could
help us with that. All right, well, Felix, how's your brain whammy feel?
If I may?
Yes.
So we're going to kill Campbell, we're not going to pay him off. That's fine.
Was that ever really an option?
Maybe.
I mean, it's kind of, to me, a question of, do we give him big bag of money for a little while and then kill him, or do we kill him now?
If we want to go kill him tonight, maybe instead of $300,000, the thing Shaw gives us is calling him and finding out where he is.
Yeah, we use him as a mediator.
No. We can't put Shaw in a position where he's going to break his word.
He doesn't have a word to Campbell. I will
bet. If he sets himself up as a mediator, he would expect that we would break his rules.
Well, I got two thoughts yet. Well, Campbell's probably staying under an assumed name, but maybe you can brain whammy one of the staff and with the right questions find out. Other option is we go to the meeting, you brain whammy Bruce Campbell down into one of the steam tunnels, and we hack him to bits there.
He'll probably have people with him.
He will probably be aware of these brain-whammy powers and have them as well.
Well, we don't know for sure if he has brain-whammy or, like, claws or...
Yeah, how confident are you feeling?
Or he just sees really well.
How strong's the whammy? You say just, like it's...
You can't see.
I'm right here.
No.
Yeah, that'd be ideal. No,
had to buy Forgetful Mind.
Yeah, wasn't it a choice between summoning and Forgetful Mind?
You really, really made the right choice.
I don't know. Didn't make the right choice for right now.
Which is the only evaluation that matters.
Although, with summoning, don't you happen to have met him?
Yes.
Yeah, like when we hand him a bag of money.
Yeah, and then an hour later...
Hey, buddy.
What you doing? Is it coming here?
Is it giving us money?
Again? How thoughtful. We'll take this for another couple months.
Sam kind of backs out of the conversation. He feels like he's in over his head and may have fucked up. So,
well, trouble is, we don't know. I mean, we could probably get into the hotel records, but he's probably also under the name of some famous composer. And I only know a couple, so unless he's Danny Elfman or John Zimmerman, I don't know how to find him.
Williams.
We could.
This John the other Phillips.
Guy was Williams.
Yeah, there's John Philip Sousa if we're going for marching tunes.
Could we pay off Dante?
I don't think we want to involve them.
Do you think Dante knows what hotel room he's staying in?
Probably.
Do you really think that?
Why would we want to get in deeper with the Giovanni?
Also, why would we want to pay him off to be like, oh, sorry, I didn't actually know anything?
They're businessmen. It's just going to be a matter of cost, I believe.
Yes, but that cost could be high and there'd be no product.
The product being we know where he's at, the cost being a bag of money that we're going to lose to them, but... Plus, if we decide to take on the Giovanni later, we're not going to want the entire Giovanni clan against us. We're going to want...
Do we know what he looks like? Do we have anything we could use to maybe canvas the building and find out where he is?
No.
Well, depends.
I guess Sean knows what he looks like.
Can we get access to the video records at the Mirage? If so, we can wait for when we see Grimaldi walk in and watch for who grabs Grimaldi, and maybe that's him or maybe that's someone associated with him.
That's
watch
true. That person move camera around. Back. Breaking into a casino security room ain't exactly easy. And even if we get in there, it's going to be full of people. I'm willing to give it a go. I'm just saying. Shit could get real bad.
And not everyone is good at sneaking.
I mean, we could break in Buddy's two electric boogaloo this shit, but once we get inside, sit down to computer, it's going to be...
I won't know how to do that.
I know how to use a computer. I'm more concerned about all the other guys who are going to be in that room.
Shaw said he wouldn't solve our problems for us.
But he would help us, if I understand correctly.
Maybe this is legitimately the point that we go back to Shaw and we say this is the expectation for what your good faith is going to be in the future, and this is the problem we need to surmount right now.
That's true. He wants a job as an advisor. How about some advice?
But first, the Valdery.
And he does need to help us with the extermination of the clan here.
And this is step one in that process.
Step one.
This is a bounty hunter sent by a prince. This is King
Big
Rilla.
Fucking guns, yeah. I'm assuming those other cam are just pussies because they haven't done anything yet.
Probably.
Let's go have a discussion.
All right, back to Shaw and his weird, freaky dogs.
And Butler.
Sorry.
Quick bathroom break.
Those are some fantastic dogs.
Yeah, if you're into, like, clockwork dogs.
Without the clockwork?
Maybe, I haven't cut them up.
I'm gonna go grab the minivan.
She's just gonna fill it with
Walker
old ladies.
Dog, just move.
Just gonna fill it up with old ladies. Bingo night!
And we're back.
We are.
I don't know why you said
why did I suddenly think someone was missing, even though everyone's sitting here? Maybe I forgot to count me.
Maybe Felix's balls counted as a separate individual?
Right. Two separate individuals now.
Are we missing...
They weren't that
are
big.
Are you picking up that we're missing Brendan? Because I think it's okay.
I was about to go there, but then
I'm
I thought
sorry.
You might listen to this.
My coworker's name is Brendan, and I talk to him all the time. And Brendan and Brendan are so fucking close.
Yeah, well, we had Brendan and Brendan for a while.
Oh, okay.
We did. And if he is listening, Brendan, you never call, you never write. I feel like you don't love me anymore.
And
probably
we picked one, and...
You chose poorly, sir.
And we've been regretting
the
it.
The fact that there is a debate on that subject.
Any more shout-outs?
I think Charles said some shit.
Charles is talking shit? What?
Shit's going
That's
down.
It! Where we didn't address.
Watch your balls, Charles.
We've got knives.
Charles, I don't know you and I've never met you, but you could probably kick all of our asses, so...
I don't know, I got that forearm baker strength.
She needs a lot of bread, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Now she's got a pair of balls, too.
Charles talks a lot about Asimites, which I know nothing about.
Yeah!
Apparently they can preserve blood, too, because
yeah!
they have to send it to Iran.
Yeah, there are rituals to preserve blood. The thing I made up was mostly poetic license. It's fine. I wasn't going to call you on it because I'm not an asshole. That's fine. It's just for fun. Mostly.
It was just flavor.
Mm-hmm. Well, whoever that
you're
was,
not allowed
out,
to have
shout out to them because I love Asimites. So,
yeah. Charles.
Charles?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, shout out to Charles because Asimites are awesome.
You're not allowed to
it
have
fun. It just sounds to me like
Asimites. Correct.
I understand that. But fortunately, I'm still the master of this domain, regardless of what they say. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is Ross Vegas.
Mm-hmm. Not Charles Vegas.
And Ross right, Vampires.
So, what are y'all doing now?
Vampires.
Vampires!
Go see Charles.
No seesaw.
No seesaw. Seesaw.
I will complain as we're driving about thinking that the...
Are we actually all in one car now?
Also, how sore it is to sit down every time, though.
That hurts.
Oh, well, yeah. It doesn't have to worry walk about sitting on them if it's hot.
I will do my best not to walk bow-legged.
Okay.
I will ignore the pain. It's part of my penance.
At least you're not buying a three-wheel compass. Right,
yeah,
she does
do that, too, eventually.
Actually, it's easier to walk. The balls are so big.
Okay. So,
oh, I really wanted you to roll the dice and say no, they weren't.
I do want to make a point.
That was something completely different. Unfortunately, it came up in your favor.
That I believe that the Giovanni are an asset to us. That we should consider keeping them. That's my shoes. Keeping in their somewhat good graces. We don't want too many enemies at once.
Sure, we don't want all the enemies at once, but...
Yes, but I also don't want to rely on them.
Oh, of course not. No, I consider them more of a...
Useless bags that are carrying around blood that belongs to us? Yeah, me too.
No, no. Much nicer.
Nice bags of blood that belong to us. Got it.
I'm with him.
I don't want to make an enemy of the Giovanni.
I don't either.
I think they've already made an enemy of us.
No,
yeah, they
I disagree.
Priority, but
you know what? We can talk about it later.
Okay.
Obviously, there's.
I just want to know.
There's
going to
be a conversation. I'm not saying we go there and knock over that anthill right now. We've got Campbell to deal with.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, we need to buy a 1970 black Oldsmobile Cutlass.
Seems about right.
The Cutlass seems to rate like across the years, it becomes like a badass kind of looking muscle car to like old man car.
Yes. Yes, Cutlass was, like, in constant use for almost 40 years, I think.
So they were just selling to the same people. I had a Cutlass when I was a greaser and a kid.
Right.
And now I want a Cutlass that is a practical car that
I
can take the grandkids around
yes.
in. Yeah.
Okay.
That's some bullshit. Let's go for the 1970 Cutlass and fucking get that shit lifted. Or lowered.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah, you want to get lifted in your Cutlass that's been lowered.
Now, if you want to put switches in our Cutlass, that is different.
Yeah, that's different, too. That is different, too. You don't want monster truck tires on your Cutlass.
Vector right. wants monster truck tires on everything so things can be his height.
You all just right. wish I would walk on our minivan. Huh?
Oh, that'd be great. It'd be right in front of my face.
So, fortunately, nothing catastrophic befalls you on the way to Shaw's. Is that what that roll is for?
That's too bad.
Good. I know. So we get back to Shaw's. I would love for Campbell to jump us.
Yeah,
like, that would be ideal.
Let's yeah, all sure. problems.
Get back to Shaw's. Go up to the seventh floor. Knock on the door. You're let in. Sit down. All the same customers as before. And he's on the couch. And...
Okay. Well, I believe our priest would like us all to partake in a voluntary. If you would agree with that.
I am at your disposal.
What do you remember of it?
I remember everything. I remember everything as it was only yesterday.
Is that what Sam is saying?
No. Okay.
Okay,
I recall that Monsada had a stand in a circle. Before a bull he placed on a pedestal. And he had a stone dagger of some sort that he withdrew vitae from each of us into the bowl. And then with all of us circled around it, enchanted some words. I don't remember the exact phrases. And then he lifted the bowl and handed it to each of us in turn, and then he was the last to drink. And there was a sense of communion amongst us all after the fact. And that's what memory tells me.
Well, his legacy has been passed down.
Fuck yeah. Wait, how much is it?
Throughout the years. And it is much the same.
You guys comment. Focus on that. We're not allowed to talk right now.
It is much the same. I stand up. Mm-hmm. And then I begin the Valdry. We come together, and I begin starting, and I purposely start with me again, mm-hmm. and then I go to Lindsay of the Ductus.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Bye.
And then I go to Shaw.
Okay. And he... Mm-hmm. His blood is noticeably darker than the rest of yours.
Very well. Shaw, dark blood.
Yeah. Then I go to Sam. And then I go to Andrew.
Oh, better.
Yep, I go to Andrew. Mm-hmm. For certain, go to Andrew.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I told
him. Okay, good. Then I go to Vedder. Okay, then I go over, I mutter the words, some amina, amina, amina. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Plot you, Marauder, Nick, too.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah,
yeah. Peas and carrots.
And then I go around through all of it. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Felix's attachment to Shaw is 5.
Okay.
Andrew's attachment to Shaw is 5. Sam's attachment to Shaw is 7.
Wow. Seems legit.
Vedder's attachment to Shaw is 8.
Oh my.
You love them.
Lindsay's attachment to Shaw.
I love you, old man.
Is 10.
Oh,
yes. Yeah.
Now I gotta go through Shaw's attachments to all you. Mm. Shaw's attachment to Felix is a 6.
Okay, that's pretty good.
And Shaw's attachment to Andrew is a 1.
That guy's
Shaw's attachment to Sam is a 7. So I think that's mutually...
It is reciprocal.
Mutually assured reciprocation there. Attachment to Vedder is a 7.
Yeah. My boy!
To Lindsay.
My Super Bowl boy!
And to Lindsay is a 10.
We love each other. We're just going to go and have a love thing.
All right.
Wow.
So so all of your ratings that you wrote down before now take effect. And now you have a feeling towards Shaw one way or the other, depending.
He's like the best.
Around!
So, all that concluded.
Got there.
I love your great, 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 great grandfather.
Right.
Yeah, you do. And he loves you.
Mm-hmm.
What may I do for you, Douglas?
Well, before you can become a full member, Scott, we have to deal with the camp problem.
I understand.
And right now the biggest threat is...
Dustin Campbell.
Dustin Campbell.
Douglas Campbell.
He was the first.
I even thought I was right.
I actually remember their names. I choose to get it wrong.
Do you?
Yes. I met Mr. Campbell briefly when he was here for the coronation. As incidental as that event was.
Okay. Well, he has one of our tools.
That's the right word.
Your tools.
And. Yes.
Doctus, I believe that Mr. Shaw had already indicated he was aware of
Grimaldi, yeah.
Grimaldi's presence.
Interesting. He's taken hostage. Well, he's not a resident of the city. I'm curious why he's so intent on bothering you.
He wants this money back.
Apparently so.
Or his master.
He was set by a prince.
No,
yes.
I understand. He mentioned part of his reason for being here, but did not go into specifics as to the actual prize he was after. That was between him and Sizemore. So again, how am I doing?
I suppose we were wondering if you had any ideas on how we could solve this problem. Because I believe we are supposed to have a meeting of drop-off in the Mirage tomorrow night?
That is correct.
I do not know where Campbell is. I know more likely than not he's not in the city directly.
Okay.
Is there a suburb that he'd be staying in, or does he have a bolt hole, do you think?
How many suburbs are there? Granted, he just arrived in the city a few days ago, wherever he's at, probably temporary lodging. A hotel room off the side of the city or some rental house. He came here with some assistants, though I did not meet them directly. I did not know their nature. Okay. What was the content of his conversation with you specifically?
I believe he spoke with you.
He demanded the money back.
That was his only motivation.
He implied that he was aware that we had made waves in the city and gave me the choice of the easy way or the hard way, as it were.
So he took an interest in what you've done to Sizemore?
Yes. My initial reaction, perhaps in a bit of a panic earlier, was if we just give him the money, he'll leave and we can get back to our business here, which is why I came to you. But the Ductus is much wiser than I am and recognizes we need to deal with this problem more directly.
It's curious to me that he would have any concern for what you might have done to the leadership here. Is he aware of your nature?
I don't know.
It's possible you just assume that. With your activities and Campbell's presence, there are only two individuals remaining that would have any reason to help him in regards to Sizemore. If he's just here for the money. And if he's here with... He already knows your numbers, presumably from whatever evidence he has of the video. And if he was here with a couple of assistants, he's undermanned. So he would need assistance. And the only assistants that would have any motivation to help him would be the remaining members of the Camarilla. So, that would mean... the only two that are left that I know of, granted they're still in the city, is Jimbo. That's how he goes by. He's a gang roll. I know where he havens, generally. And the other one is I've never actually found out what he is, but his name is Castellano. He's somewhere in the strip. Not in one of the hotels, but I forget where he's staying. I can contact him. one of them may know where Campbell is or how to get to him. But aside from waiting until your planned rendezvous, trying to head him off at the pass would just be those options, investigating him through perhaps his associates before they contact him that you found them.
Okay.
Otherwise, trying to attack him in the Mirage is not...
No, that is not wise.
And trying to manipulate him otherwise, either through mental or emotional pull, I would assume that he would have preparations for such an eventuality. Just as you described chaining yourself up to avoid such a trap. Rest assured, he would probably do the same if you or I tried something similar. And if he has your tool, that consideration as well. So I see two options open to you. Either try to hit him off at the pass, or meet him tomorrow night and simply pay him off. One of the two.
I guess my concern also is him bringing this news to the camp and then coming here.
They already know.
Yeah.
They've gotten phone calls.
Yeah. Yes, but I guess he could learn more of...
It's not as clear-cut as that. Campbell is a mercenary, and while he may be working for a prince, he likely wouldn't give anything without being paid for it first. So he may have advised the prince that he had things aligned. Specifics, he's probably holding back until he can barter for something worthwhile. So it's possible, not necessarily so, that what information has gotten back to the Houston, was it?
Mm-hmm.
Might be minimal at this point. Mm-hmm. If things extend any longer, that may change. It also depends on what your tool has told him as well.
Even if he has told, I mean, we send him home in an urn, it might make the Prince of Houston think a little bit before he comes calling here.
He might be more advantageous to not let anyone know what happened to him.
Yeah, mystery, have him just vanish.
Mystery leaves it open to a whole slew of rogues gallery individuals, anarchs, the Giovanni, and yourselves, whom, as far as I know, they don't have any specific information on other than a photograph or two. So, again, as far as advice is concerned, that's my help.
Okay.
Is there anything specific beyond that?
Any other concerns from any of you?
Seems, I think our best action is go back to Jimbo. You know, Campbell's not there. We can still have one less Cam. Gangles are pretty tough fighters. I'd like to have numbers and surprise on our side.
Jimbo Haven's in the tunnels underneath the city. There's service tunnels and things like that that are just generalized maintenance. There's a large contingent of homeless that have established sort of society and little mini city of their own down there. Generally speaking, the Nosferatu, quite to the contrary of stereotype, do not spend much time there, if anything at all, because of so many people around that are normal human beings. But Jimbo can meld amongst them relatively easily.
Isn't he a gangrel?
Yes.
Okay.
So they might protect him or be witnesses.
Protect him. I don't know what kind of network he's established down there.
Yeah, whether he's ghouled anyone or...
Well, certainly he probably has, but I couldn't say for certain. I can point you to where he likely is after that.
Do you know much about Jimbo?
He is a... Benedict had a, I suppose, old-fashioned opinion of the gang role. Subservience, attack dogs, things like that. I think Jimbo took it to heart a bit more so than was healthy, but he didn't have any leverage to deal with it. I only interacted with him on a few occasions. He's not particularly intelligent, but he is a creature of the streets, let's say, and I think his affiliation was mostly out of, let's say, if not convenience, then for having one less threat he had to worry about.
Then he's a possible recruitment target.
Yeah.
He was friends with Sizemore. I don't know to what degree.
That could be a little awkward.
Mm-hmm.
Depending on what he knows, things he knows, or what you say to him, I couldn't begin to guess, but that would probably be the only stumbling block if you try to convince him otherwise.
And this Castellano?
I believe he's either a Venture or a Corridor. I never got that close to him, and I've never had such depth conversations about him. He is some kind of club goer or club runner or something like that. Socialite of some kind. I don't know much about him. I know that he has been... He's come to to Caesar's Palace on more than one occasion, just in a social call sort of thing for associates and business partners. He's always paid respect and fealty to me when he's arrived or ahead of arrival to let me know. But other than that, I don't know much about him.
Do you think they're both aware that Sizemore is dead?
I would have to assume they both have every idea that Sizemore is dead.
Were those the other two people at the coronation?
Yes.
Kind of important question. What does Campbell look like?
Ever watch old cowboy movies?
Sure.
Old for depending. He looks like a cowboy. And not one of those sort of, I bought my clothes off the shelf cowboys.
Like a John Wayne kind of?
Like someone who just walked off of a ranch in Texas.
Okay.
Probably did.
He has a very genteel manner about him, very polite, very folksy.
That's less than John.
He appears middle-aged, I suppose. It's difficult for me to tell these days, but definitely not a child, definitely not an elderly man.
How large is this section of underground that Jimbo's staying in?
I know the general area. I could not draw you a map.
How many blocks is it? Is it just under the strip? Does it run the length of the city?
Oh, well, the tunnels run all over the city. The area that I know he has been known to be in is perhaps a block square. So not large, but of course we're talking tunnels here, so it's not exactly open ground either.
I think we go looking for him.
Yeah.
See what we can get out of him.
Yeah.
Probably a little bit of cash. I'm sure one of his friends will return him over. Unless he's pooled every damn one of them.
I doubt it.
Yeah, I doubt it.
Be careful though, he's, I think, slightly feral after his years, and it is his territory, so.
Don't corner him right away.
Mm-hmm. He can probably be manipulated if certain words or abilities are used on him.
So then, we go look into Jimbo, see if Jimbo's been contacted by Campbell, see what Jimbo knows about Campbell.
Mm-hmm.
And then give him the offer while Andrew and I are standing behind him unseen.
Yeah.
So if he turns it down, we turn him down.
Mm-hmm. Down to my burn.
Okay.
Let's go.
I need to do another Aldrin.
So, Shaw gets out like one of those little maps they give you in a hotel room. Sort of, he gives you instructions like, okay, here's the block just off the strip, and there's entrances that you can find that usually gate off. You can probably get those through those very easily. And it's somewhere, and you draw like a little circle. And if you guys have smartphones, you guys find like on a Google Map kind of thing.
I'll pretend to be doing that while looking up prices for cutlasses.
Anything else I can help you on this?
Let's see. I don't think so. Anyone else?
We just need to be prepared to discuss a plan B if this goes south.
Yep. Okay.
I will be here if you require any other assistance.
Thank you.
And we drop.
And you drop.
It's a Batmobile!
Yep. See people come yawning and getting tired. Should we call it, or...?
I don't think I could do a fight or anything like that, if that's what it's going to do. I mean, I've been up since, like, 4 in the morning.
Yeah, people's brains are shutting down, or you're not into it. I just want to make sure to see a lot of people yawning and trying to tuckering out.
Yeah, like, I wake up early, so I...
Okay, yeah. All
right, we will pause here.
You're going to have to do most of the talking, so if you're not up for it, then we can do it next week.
Yeah.
Okay, so... Actually, I was surprised as much drama and discussion occurred tonight. I was thinking that everything would be moving quicker than this, but it's fine, too.
No, we had interpersonal drama. Oh, it takes hours to get that sorted out.
Perfectly fine.
We're angsty teens.
More importantly, I found a fully restored 1969 Obispo cutlass for $35,000.
Is it in Vegas?
Mola, Illinois, right?
It's really close to Vegas. Perfect.
All right, so
just like neighbors.
For the previous discussion, I'll just give a flat 2XP for everybody.
Yeah!
Just all, I mean, everything else aside all around, it was everybody's night to drama, pack interaction, and holy cow, some of that stuff was... Like, what's Felix gonna do to atone for this? Cut out his tongue! Well,
man, I really tried to give you the easy one. I want you to know that I softballed that over you.
Yeah.
Just take his teeth. Just take his teeth.
Soft
no. Alright.
That just makes him our fault.
Yeah, that's like, it's like,
that,
oh,
that makes
his
feeding your burden.
Yeah.
But he just has to sit back and can't do much about it.
Sure, but his feeding has been a pain in our ass the entire time. And
no,
none of us
it's
have a
really been a
it.
Pain in the ass for him.
Yeah.
Also, I've had dull bite this whole time, and none of you fuckers are bringing me food.
do you want me to?
Not for you.
Okay.
All right, so 2XP for that, and everybody got the homework they did already recorded and stuff, right?
Yep.
Okay. Let's see. Anything else I want to talk about? Okay, so first off, anybody know of anything that would stop anybody from coming next week?
Nothing I
should
think of.
Okay. Any XP spends you want to pitch now? Any willpower regains you want to argue for, if they're applicable here?
Nope.
Okay.
No.
Okay. Trying to think for Felix here, because he's a visionary, but he didn't really come up with the atonement himself, so...
Not cutting off the balls?
Yeah.
When I said the tongue.
Yeah, I know. Which would make things very interesting.
Yep.
But, anyway. Any comments, questions, complaints?
No.
Don't think so. Looking forward to hopefully some action next week.
Oh, yeah.
Instead of some high school drama.
There were two or three paths.
The drama was great, but...
Yeah.
Two or three paths to go down, you chose one of them. So
I can only go so many sessions without a rampage.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
God, it's been, like four?
We've had two games now without any combat rolls.
Oh, jeez.
I killed Felix.
Okay. I'll make that part of your sports medicine.
I think I like you more.
Success.
Yeah.
You just killed Felix. I don't even need to make you roll.
Yeah, I like you more.
He's just there.
And dead.
All right, well, any more shout-outs before we close it up?
No, I think we've covered.
Is that everybody? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So if you want to get a shout-out... For those of you who aren't listening, you have to comment on the...
Or draw pretty pictures.
Can I get a shout-out? Like,
yeah.
If I comment, do I get a shout-out?
Sure.
Okay, great.
I comment a lot. Do I get a
shout-out? Oh, show you. We should...
Oh, yeah. There's probably... Yeah.
Have
you
a shout-out?
No.
Oh. There's a couple.
But you get XP, but only for this game.
Oh, man.
So...
I'm giving Shaw 20 XP.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. He's our ally. I'm fine.
We want that to be our Priscus. That's cool.
Yeah.
He can Priscus us all night long.
Thank you,
especially me.